Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fresh and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, Beachman.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what time it is. It is remix time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Want to say welcome to everyone to The Remix tonight. It is Friday night. It is actually a very special night. It is June 17th, 2011, and we are still riding that energy, riding the energy of the eclipse and the full moon that we have amongst us tonight. So tonight, of course, you know, it is Chat and Chill with Brother Panic, and he's going to be joining us here live in the forum. Want to say welcome, 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 trying out some new things here on The Remix. So I do see you guys all out there, hopefully. You can hear me loud and clear. Want to say welcome to all of you joining us, and thank you for those who are joining for the very first time. If this is your first time joining us here live in The Remix, you are definitely in for a treat. And the call-in number, let me go ahead and give that to you so you can lock it in. You want to make sure that you lock it in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So that's the number if you want to listen via the phone. If you want to listen and you want to come on over and come in the chat room because the Remix family is in there, I see everyone filling themselves up. You can just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the chat room is open, and you can come on in. We'll make you feel welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, it's Friday night, everybody, and we're going to be chatting and chilling remix style, and you guys know how that goes down. Who knows what's going to happen? Have had an exciting week last night. Last night, too, that was exciting. But last week as well, we had Brother Bobby Hemmett, who came on the show on Friday night. And then Brother Panic was joining us on Sunday night. So if you have not had an opportunity to go and to get those shows, I would encourage you to download, download, download. Definitely you want to go and you want to download those shows. We're going to be doing Q&A tonight, taking your questions. Brother Panic is here to take those questions for you guys. Let me give out his contact information before we get into the share. So those who are joining or want to have that, you can have it now. And that's going to be Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. You can get your herb packs there. You can get everything there. He has a whole list of things. So when he comes on, we'll be talking about it as well. But any of your bath, things that you want for bath, of course, you know, the famous herb pack, CDs for meditations, his book will be coming out soon, and much, much more. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. It's going to take me a moment to find a few things on this board here because it's kind of new here. This is some exciting things that's going on over here on Blog Talk Radio. We just got to learn how to kind of work it out. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, listen to a little bit of music, and get ready to chat and chill with Brother Panic.
La 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 la, The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, all right. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music here. And this is what I'm doing now, is trying to locate it here on the board. And it doesn't seem to to be here. So what we're going to do in the meantime is, until we can find out where it is, because we know it is here, somewhere on the board. I see you guys are all ready for Brother Panic to be coming on, and he'll be joining us here in just a moment here. Let's see. Oh, we want to play this song, so I'm going to keep looking for it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, everyone, this is what we're going to do. We're going to actually go ahead and we're going to bring Brother Panic on, and I don't know. We're going to try to get that song, but we're going to bring Brother Panic on. I'm not sure what's going on. This is a new board, so, you know, as with some new things, sometimes you have to be a little patient with them. So let's go ahead. We're going to bring Brother Panic on. Peace.
Yeah, what's going on, Blue?
Hey, everything, trying to find our music here. But I decided to go ahead and bring you on at this time until we get ready to figure out what's going on. You know, it's a new board over here, all lights, camera, action type thing. So trying to see how it's situated.
You remember what they said, and I'm going to get you, sucker. Every good hero needs a theme song.
That's right. That's right, and you need yours, so I'm going to get it for you. If I have to pull something on here that is already up.
If not, we'll talk, because I'll talk about it, because this particular song, Why Blue is Trying So Hard, this particular song came in at the end of a channel. And so we're going to talk about something that came through. In fact, it came through the same night last Sunday when we did the show. So,
right.
So, we're going to see if we can get that together before the show.
And yes.
If not, let me know what you want me to do. You want to get into it?
Yeah, what I want to do is I'm going to play some music just so we can kind of get it, but I'm still going to keep looking for that song and see what we can do to kind of bring that on, because, like you said, I definitely want to hear this piece right here.
And I'll be back Sunday too. So before this weekend is out, we're gonna make sure we're gonna hear this song, because I was told, and I'll break it down after after we get into it, that this particular song, this particular artist, there's an energy on that now that we all could use, and I'll go into detail, but we'll do it. We'll see what's what, and let me know whenever you're ready for some action.
Yes. Well, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to try it one more time, and we're going to see what happens here in just a moment. So welcome, chat room filling up everywhere. Want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners who are listening from all over the world. Want to welcome you guys here for joining us in the remix. And glad to see you guys are there. I see everybody got their panic packs and their drinks with them. So, they're and they're taking a guess at who the song is by. And I can tell you guys, you won't guess this. It is
one
of my.
You won't guess that shit.
Nah, you're not going to guess this. You're not going to guess this. It is a channel. So you definitely, you see that, Tina Turner.
I can tell you this, Anthony Bakari, it's not going to be Tupac. It's some shit that is.
Yeah.
My mama used to play this shit around the house.
My grandfather, I'll shade to him. He loved this song. He used to play it. So, no, it's not Jill Scott Herring. I'll shade to him, but not him as well. It's not going to be him. Not Guru.
Y'all way off. Blue, they won't let me sign into the room. I want to do, Blue, send me a text on Facebook, and I'm going to send you the YouTube link to the song.
Okay.
And so we at least could put the link up. and people can get it tonight. And we'll do that if we'll do that if we can't get it up tonight. Once you tell me we can't get it up, then I'll send you the link. And whoever said Ella Fitzgerald is getting kind of close, but no cigar.
No. But do this for me. If you can just send it to me at the email address you sent me the song.
Oh, okay.
Let's do that.
Because
I'm right there. Yeah. So, I'll tell you what. We'll do something special. How about this? If you guys do guess the song. If someone does guess it.
You get absolutely nothing for free. Guaranteed. You guess the song, you get absolutely nothing for free. Guaranteed. No. What you had in mind, Blue?
I don't know. Maybe we can do something. I don't know. We'll think of what it is, what we'll do. I don't know what we'll do, but maybe we'll do something. But I'm looking at you guys, and Nah, some close guesses, but nah. Oh, I think it's
close guesses. Some nigga said Pearl Bailey.
Oh no!
Like, y'all niggas is dead wrong.
We are chatting and chilling, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I see you guys filling up on the phone lines as well as filling up here with us live in the remix in the chat room. If you're a guest and you want to participate in chat, all you have to do is click the button at the bottom where it says register. It takes about 2 minutes, and you can sign up right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can come in the chat room and participate. We would love to have you participate with us. We do a lot of fun things, especially on chat and chill night, especially with Brother Panic. It's always going to be something. So why is it not here? Okay.
Hey, put up Peebo Bryson.
Oh, come on. Somebody said Betsy Smith.
Peebo Bryson ain't do shit but lose his hair. Okay. Rich is God Manifesto looked at my page today. I forgot I put it up there.
All right, Rich.
Cheating ass. And you get a free nothing.
You get a clap.
You may get the clap.
Somebody said, yeah. I'll be sure.
I'll be sure you got that shit wrong.
Wow.
Now, Rich looked at my page.
Is that Rich? Was that Rich?
Rich is God did it, I think. I'm looking at this thing.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I don't see it, but I am going to play some music because you're right. Every hero needs their theme music, and you need yours. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to pick...
Wait a minute. People are saying get a free herb pack. But see, everybody going to email me and tell me their name is Rich.
Well, Rich's God Manifesto is the one who actually got it. So what do you think? You know, this is almost
He could email me here on Blog Talk.
Yes. There you go.
And,
so
you'll get his back.
Now the crazy thing is, just earlier today, Sister Manya asked, "Is Brother Panic going to be giving away something?" I said, "For what? Like what?" She said, "You know, like a herb pack or something." And look, it just happened. Know your magic.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all set up something, I don't mind giving some of that shit away. If y'all you know what I'm saying? How y'all used to do that? That's fine. Yeah, we could do that. That's a good idea, Sister Manya.
Okay, so this is what we're going to play. We're going to play some music and see what happens, maybe. After, look like something fell over here. I don't know what that was. But I'm going to play some theme music, and then I'm going to bring you right back on. We're going to get right into the chat and chill and sort of kind of pick it up from there. Did you send me the link so everybody can? Yep, you did. So
sure
let me get... Here's the link to the song, everyone. I'm going to put it in the chat room. For those of you who are listening to the archive, whether it be today or maybe millennials from now. I'm going to tell you what the song is. If for some reason I can't even chat in the chat room, isn't this a hoot? Isn't this a hoot? Ah, that's okay. We're working it out over here. We're working it out. So let's see if they'll let me in my own chat room. How amazing is that? Doesn't look like I'm going to get in, kid. Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, I'm not in either. I can't even kite. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, I can't get in. So I guess I'm going to tell you guys the name. It's called Life is But a Dream. And if someone is out there, they can go ahead and put up the link. And it's by the heart.
The link, somebody from my page, just go to my page. I put up the link on my page. And that's the link. Somebody who can type in the room, put it up in the room for me.
Yes.
And
then we're gonna go on. We're gonna play some music, and we'll be right back, chatting and chilling here, remix style, with Brother Panic, and of course me, your host, Miss Blue. And we'll be right back after this. So everybody, maybe we can play Disciple again by Nas.
That'll work.
We'll play that again. Okay, so we're going to listen to that.
I think Miss Melody put the link up in the room. Yes, and that's the link. And
okay.
Miss Melody, put it up a couple of times so people can see it, because the story I'm going to tell once we come back has a lot to do with that particular song, and we'll see when we get back.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess that's the link. I just see the numbers, but that's cool. Yeah. If she got the link,
click on the link. I tried it.
All right. That's the link. All right. Well, good. Well, I can't even get in there to even click or try anything, but here we go. We're going to listen to this, and we'll be right back.
The year is 1971. Now comes the first of the children of Rochard. Swords of the underground. Witness the birth of the Smoky Child. Do it on him.
Born with the focus from the womb of Brenda. She now likes the Lord, but she used to take the winner. Work with the smile from the birth canal. And now I got the face to make the crowd go wow. So dig it.
Born in the underground in Newark, now witness the birth of Mr. Funky.
Let me show you what the folks do. Think you told me uncle?
What? Uncle?
Who? When I was young, I used to sing with
All right. Peace and greetings, everyone, and welcome back to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you guys are live in The Remix. We are chatting and chilling tonight with Brother Panic, who's joining us right here live in the form. So we're going to go ahead and bring Brother Panic on, and I'm in the chat room. Yay, yay, yay. I say hooray. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic back on the line.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Shout outs to the Lords of the Underground, my boys. Good old Funky, my niggas.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Lord songs. Yeah. All right, so we done figured out that the song we talking about was by the Harptones.
Life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream, which is a metaphysical statement within its fucking self.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How it started, that Friday night I was watching Netflix, and there's a documentary. I'm going to tell you the documentary's name. It has two names. But it's called, one name is called Bangkok Girl. And as people have been emailing me, let me know that they up on Netflix, you can find it as that, Bangkok Girl, a must-watch. The IMDb name, and you can find it under both names on Amazon. If you are so moved to go get this documentary, it was about $14 on Amazon. And it's called Phalang, Behind Bangkok Smile. And Phalang means like a John. Now, what this guy did was went to Bangkok. It was interesting this comes up because the new movie, The Hangover 2, was set in Bangkok. So this little subject is in the air now, and usually that's how it works. For instance, if there's a spirit that comes from a region or represents a region, if this guy did just a movie that people are interested in and laughing at for no other reason than him trying to make jokes, it still brings energy because he did the movie in actual Bangkok. So now you have millions of people with their eye on Bangkok, even though that's not even the subject of the
right.
movie. The subject of the movie is just stupidity, but it's in this setting. So now the gods of old, gods of new, or any god you want to kind of name, you could say with that energy, they can do some stuff now. You get what I'm saying? This shit is
right.
all about the movement and direction and directing energy. So now that this highlight is on Bangkok for this movie, it gave some energy to this girl's story on this particular documentary called Bangkok Girl. Bangkok is in Thailand.
Yeah.
Now, in the documentary, this one white man with a camera, and he's trying to tell about the sex industry there, which is probably one of the most devious on the planet. And he was going through the plight of all women there. So not to make light of our Holocaust, but that colored girl shit and all that crying, that shit is played the fuck out. You get what I'm saying? And that's not to make light of our Holocaust. When you see the shit that's happening right now to young girls, you got it good. You in a luxury sedan compared to their shit. And when you see it, your heart will bleed. What he decides to do is follow one 17-year-old girl. And she wasn't at the point where she was turning tricks, but was about to. The energy of this girl is so fucking overwhelming. It will sit your ass in the seat. It's about 45 minutes. And I'm watching it, and, you know, this is a spoiler, but I'm watching this, and she's just basically telling her story while he's narrating. And immediately, halfway through the show, I knew the girl was starting to come through. I already knew where this was going. I already knew she was dead. She started coming through. And I'm like, damn, you know, I'm starting to feel an energy, and I started to feel a lot of compassion for this girl's plight. Now, we got enough Negroes to feel compassionate about, but when I tell you the feeling was so overwhelming, it could be nothing but spiritual. So I knew the girl was coming through. And long story short, she's telling a story, and you will feel this shit, and you will feel for the energy for the people in that region, which is nothing but different forms of Negro folk. And he makes the point after we feel and get behind this girl that she was found dead, and some John, and, you know, they go through it now. And I could feel so much compassion. I could feel the tears were welling up. And then he put a statement up from her ass. And she said, leaving this place is absolutely no problem. Where I'm from, we smile when we leave this place because your suffering is over. That's what this 17-year-old girl said. While we on this side is trying to save this shit, she recognized something that's old and ancient. Her name is spelled P-L-A in the movie, and I think they were pronouncing it Pia in the movie. Pia. Mm-hmm. So Pia. Now I'm like, man, and immediately straighten me up. This girl's words, out of all the shit I talk, this girl worked because I'm feeling all this compassion. So that's the shit I don't even want to watch nothing else. Let me go and sit at my motherfucking computer. Immediately she came through and said she was an avatar of Kuan Yin. I said, oh, fucking right. That was in Bangkok, it's in Thailand.
Right,
that's the
yes.
Goddess. I said, that's why I felt so much compassion.
Right.
So now, if you need an image of a, and when you see this 17-year-old girl's otherworldly attitude towards the goddamn insanity that was around her. Oh, I'm sorry, not 17, 19-year-old girl. This 19-year-old girl's calm, cool, and joyous attitude when her life was nothing but on the path to just prostitution with white men from across the world. If you want to know what magic is, that shit was some magic.
Right.
You will not. You will not help but to be compelled by it. So much so, like I said, I had to step away from the fucking TV. That's when she came through and told me she was an avatar of Kuan Yin, who came to Earth. And basically, when they come to Earth, they can energize it. It's the same thing I talked about with Sri Ramakrishna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very powerful incarnation. They come under one energy banner, if you will, to kind of raise up that energy, and they become avatars for it. You get what I'm saying? Avatars
right.
for it. So basically, she's an avatar for Kuan Yin. And what can happen is us, who are the original motherfuckers down here, can use her avatar because this particular part of Kuan Yin has spent time on the planet, so it now, in this day and age, understands your plight. For you to tap into compassionate energy, you can call on this girl, P-L-A, or Pia, I believe is how they were pronouncing it. You can call on her as a newer or updated or alchemical updated form of Kuan Yin. Very interesting. Now, when I went to sleep, she came directly to me in a dream. And in the dream, she played that song on harp tones. Said, the energy is on that song. When you are in your motherfucking struggle, when you can't pay your rent, when the stress has just got your ass against the wall, listen to that particular song. It now has the energy of Kuan Yin on it, which it probably always did, because when they're singing the song, they're singing it to line up with a certain amount of energy. And they talk about life is just a dream. They're trying to show you a way to tap into that. It's kind of, you would have to sing that for people who are suffering. Life is just a dream. And that's an act of compassion. You get what I'm saying? Now it's got Kuan Yin's energy truly on it, where it now becomes a magical tool to tap in. This ain't about waka flocka and dancing. This shit is about you being able to have something that can kind of calm your house, calm your energy down, because it is to give you the compassion of your plight. It's the energy of Kuan Yin. Now, there's been about four different songs made out of this. This is the one she played for me, but there's another one that I was going to do it tonight and tomorrow night, but we'll get it all on Sunday, or we'll send the link Sunday or whatever we got to do to hear the different version of the song. There's white versions and there's black versions of the same song.
Right.
You know what I mean? They had this song in Goodfellas with the white version. I can't remember the white guy's name. Long story short, this is a very prosperous channel for us because it puts us closer to a Kuan Yin energy that actually incarnated on Earth and left something for us to do. In the dream portion of when this young girl came to me as an avatar of Kuan Yin, when she played this shit, I'm in the dream bawling my ass off, snot crying, farting. And she's playing this fucking song. You get what I'm saying? So when
right.
I woke up, immediately I knew what she was talking about. That snot crying and farting and diarrheaing on yourself about this life, this song was key to heal that portion of you that is wrapped in this suffering that you can't get out of. And she went to where she was created, Thailand, and jumped immediately into the greatest suffering that they have right now. You get what I'm saying? Right now. In order to formulate the compassion for what's happening now. Now, ultimately, this compassion is for the true you. It's not the compassion in the humanity, meaning because humanity must be overcome, not really lifted up and felt sorry for. The same way if your son won't get a job, you don't feel sorry and compassionate. You know, you feel the compassion because you understand that he's scared and not ready to take that step. But ultimately,
right.
You know he's got to take that step. You get what I'm saying? So we're not talking about pity or a pity party in your humanity. What we're talking about is compassion for the things that you are going through as an alchemical process. Relief in that alchemical process, and basically to keep your eyes on the prize type thing. You get what I'm saying? And
yes.
it was definitely like that because, I mean, very little shit could fuck me up. Watching this documentary fucked me up. But as the fuck up was coming down, her own words in this documentary, this ain't about Ted. You should be joyous because now the suffering is over. So suffering is humanity. You see it all the time. Regular 19-year-olds from Bangkok are telling you that kind of shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So long story short, this weekend that we're doing on Chat and Chill is dedicated to Kuan Yin and compassion. And there's a level of compassion that we can tap in now. There's an avatar that revealed themselves as an avatar, that we can tap in that avatar. They came to us. She came to us, you get what I'm saying, as an aspect of Kuan Yin. So, and if you guys do not know who Kuan Yin is, that's an easy thing to Google. I mean, we could do a whole show on Kuan Yin.
Right.
But she is the goddess of compassion. You get what I'm saying?
She's a female.
Tara. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Tara, the green Tara, later on, Tara is looked at as Kali, fierce and terrible. And
right.
Then she becomes Kuan Yin. And the Kuan Yin is that compassion. So it's the top level of transformation. If you remember when I talked about Kali is fierce and takes heads down here, but she's the all-giving mother in the cosmos. Now, the bodhisattvas are what Buddha was, but not the Buddha. They're called bodhisattvas. So when they get to the highest level in their meditations, right before the point where they absorb by the universe and cannot come here, they turn around, and because they have compassion for the human plight, they come back down as the goddess Kuan Yin.
Yin, yes.
So Kuan Yin is that, and this is Bobby's been dealing with Kuan Yin. This is not a new breakthrough. Kuan Yin should be in our conscious collective already.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. That energy is one of the tools that can very well be used. I have a statue of Kuan Yin. In fact, I'm gonna get I was about to get another statue of Kuan Yin even before her avatar came to me. This was only confirmation.
Right.
Or more confirmation. So
I know.
I'm gonna do anyway. Mm-hmm.
Right. I have a white statue of her sitting on an elephant inside of a lotus flower. Kuan Yin, mm-hmm. yes, definitely.
Right.
She's taken a vow to stay here on Earth. To
right.
really help
right.
with that compassion. Beautiful, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a vow to stay on Earth, basically to help those who suffer, to help those mm-hmm. who suffer. So this girl, of course, may have been one of the more famous bodhisattvas. And to go back years, in the Metropolitan Museum when I was in New York, they got a bodhisattva room and a Kuan Yin room. And this is probably one of the only things that scared the shit out of me. I went into that room and was fucking magnified, glued, stuck. They make a lot of those old bodhisattvas out of the acacia wood. And those carvings, whenever you go to a museum and see, they even have Egyptian statues, something about that wood that they would use to carve statues. And when I tell you that shit is alive, that shit is alive. And I have acacia here.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it for magical uses. You get what I'm saying? And some
right.
of the baths, I'll put the acacia in for its spiritual purpose. And
right.
when I tell you that, I was stuck at this bodhisattva statue made of acacia for like at least 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck. I could not move. Before I even knew what that shit was, I wrote it down. What the fuck is a bodhisattva? Because I've never come across that. And
right.
then I went to the Brooklyn Museum, seeing another acacia statue. Stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I'm looking eye to eye, because you could do that in the Brooklyn Museum. And
mm-hmm.
and I'm shook almost. It was one of those things, I'm scared to look, but I'm scared to look away. That type of shit. Stood there. Then looked down, said, oh, shit, this is a bodhisattva. What the fuck is a bodhisattva? I actually took a picture of the name so I wouldn't forget the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, at the same time, I was dealing with the goddess Tara, not knowing there was a connection. I spoke about a little bit about it last week. That's when I was just crying and shit, because Tara means tears. And
right.
it's the tears of Tara that eventually becomes the compassion of Kuan Yin.
And
so
yes.
so as I was starting to deal with it, then I said, oh, Tara, that's why these fucking bodhisattvas took me the fuck over.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a book called The Way of the Bodhisattva. Let me go right now. And let me see if I can find that. Okay, and see who the – this is kind of a hard book. The Way of the Bodhisattva, the author is spelled Shantideva, Shantideva. And The Way of the Bodhisattva, that's the one I got. In fact, which I did not notice, in the last minute I put up an event and put up a picture of Kuan Yin. And
mm-hmm.
the same Kuan Yin that I put up is on this book.
Okay.
Very good book. Told you about the concepts of the bodhisattva and some of that Tibetan old jazz and all the rest of it. I'm sure you can find more. Let me see if I could get a spelling real quick. A bodhisattva. So if you want to look it up to see what it is, bodhisattva is spelled BODHISATTVA. That's how you spell bodhisattva. Look up the bodhisattvas. It's very powerful, but basically that's just a holy man, a meditative man. But they're not necessarily their goal, but their choice can be to become Kuan Yin. So, again, Falang behind Bangkok Smile 2005, or you can look for it as Bangkok Girl. And if you have Netflix, you can get that immediately, you know, or if you have, even if you don't have the Netflix streaming, you I'm sure you can order the DVD, and you can get that on Amazon for $14. It's a must, and remember, her telling me life is just but a dream is very metaphysical, very metaphysical. So I hope people can make use of that, and I think people will. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You're in the chat. You're in the chat room, Blue.
Yes, I'm in the chat.
All right. Let me. I'm gonna give out. I'm gonna email you the IMDb. I'm gonna email you now of this movie, so you can put this up as well. I got a couple more things just to chat about. Not as serious as this, but some interesting stuff.
Right.
That's what's going on before we get into the questions. Is that cool?
Right. Yes, that's cool. While you're doing that, I do want to bring something to everyone's attention. You guys may remember we did a show a while back, and L.A. Banks, the author, Leslie Isdale is her name. Leslie Isdale, I believe it's pronounced Banks. She is, before you guys, everybody who watches the series True Blood, before True Blood was out, there was L.A. Banks. And she was writing a lot of this in novels called the Vampire Huntress series. She's a New York Times bestselling author as well as USA Today. She has a new series out of books that I believe it came out earlier this year. It's called Surrender the Dark, and it's about angels. She talks about the pantheons of gods and goddesses and angels, put them in real life stories, and her books are mad popular. Like, you can walk into Barnes & Noble's and there'll be a whole shelf dedicated to her. Not just a section, but a whole shelf. Well, right now I got the message actually from the sister on Facebook, Kim, to let me know that she was ill, that she was gravely. And
what?
So I just wanted, she kind of took a turn. I did reach out to her. I'm not sure. Her publicist has some information on there. But I wanted to say this to everyone. I want you to just, you can just Google L-A and then Banks, just like the bank, B-A-N-K-S. You can definitely Google that, and you can find all the information about her series. She has literally wrote hundreds of books. And so for those of you who want to get into understanding different different templates, let me just say it like that, gods and goddesses, about Sekhmet and all of this, and really seeing that energy come alive in a different way to really activate your creativity, her books are excellent for that, but also to support this sister, because she's been writing, and pretty much she is a celeb in the world of writing these type of stories. But she's ill right now. You can go to our website. Definitely we want to send some positive energy to herself and her family, and so that she can continue to do her work, whatever that work may be for us. And definitely you want to pick up some of her books and some of her products as well too. So I wanted to get that out there as well. Again, Google LA Banks, and someone is putting it up in the chat room. Thank you, Yaya. And you guys just click on that as well, too. Just something else to put out there to send a little bit of energy out there as well. So peace and love to her, Sister L.A. Banks, Sister Leslie. She's been on the show before. Check out the show. The sister's mad into the metaphysics and the occult, and she does it through her writing. So wanted to just send that out. So that just kind of helped us with a little bit of time there and a good note that we needed to get out as well. Okay.
Yes. Wow, I didn't know that. And I'm glad you mentioned she was on your show before, too.
So we're going to continue. I'm going to go see. Let me see if it ever uploaded. This is a new board here, and it actually looks really, really cool. Blog Talk looks like they're doing some new things over here, but... It don't look like it's working in our favor tonight as far as that. But I think we got the message for the song. We're going to keep trying to get the song up, and we're just going to continue to chat and chill. Brother Panic, I'm going to let you go ahead and drop some things you want to drop before we get ready to start taking some questions and answers.
Yeah, nothing special. I just definitely wanted to get the Kuan Yin thing. I was, you know, since we're just relaxed, chatting and chilling, you know, a couple little funny things going on today. You know what I'm saying? I ordered me a pizza and shit, right?
Right.
So okay. Now, pizza guy comes, you know, it's the, you know, regular shit. So he says, oh, that's a statue of Pan. So I'm like, yeah, you know. And okay, you know, I'm like, well, what you been reading? Well, some Wiccan stuff, you know. This was a brother, some Wiccan stuff. I said, oh, you know, that's good. I said, well, yeah, you know, and see, I have thousands of DVDs. So each time I crack the door, you can see like the shelves of DVDs. So everybody's always asking me, ooh, DVDs. I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't see all the books on the other side. Nigga, you should be impressed about that shit. But everybody see these DVDs. Now, I have on top of the shelves the statues. So nobody says shit about the statue, you know. And, you know, you're trying to avoid that shit. So it was just interesting. He said something about the statues alone. He told me, that's Pan, nigga. So now... So I said, well, yeah, I got a few books. Come on, you know, step in, because it's right in the hallway. Step in and look. So he's looking. He's like, oh, okay, this is this. Oh, that's Baphomet. I said, Baphomet? Hush your mouth, nigga. You need to shut all the way the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he's like, yeah, this, that, the other. I said, okay, you want it. I said, well, what you could do, you can Google me. You'll probably find some stuff. Just Google Brother Panic. Would I tell you this nigga lost his motherfucking mind? That's you? Oh, my God. I said, now, I want y'all to know, I don't see myself that way. I don't even see myself as that important. So it's funny to me when someone, people have done that before, but it's funny, oh, Brother Panic and my life, I'm like, I, you know, I'm humbly like, okay, I'm just glad to help. But I'm like, damn, nigga. As you can look around here and see, I got papers everywhere. My desk is not as orderly as it should be. That I'm not special. You know, I tell them the truth. My motherfucking shit was more special for me to meet you than it is for you to meet me. And I really mean that shit. But that shit was just so funny. It was like, dude was like, holy, I am honored to walk among. I'm like, wait a minute, kid, come on, kid. What's on this pizza? Let's get down to that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I want to shout that brother out. I want to say his name on the radio. But, you know, he came through. It was always good. You know, nothing's by accident. So all you niggas in the chat room who was talking about I don't give out herb packs, I gave that nigga a juicy herb pack. How you like those apples? I said, nigga, I got something for you. And he got that shit straight off the tree. He seen me scoop that and bag that shit. You know what I'm saying? I gave him a big bag of deliciousness. So he's like, oh, shit, me and my cousin going to drink this in a tea. And I was like, wussy, smoke it. And I said, nah, you ain't got to smoke it. You can smoke it or drink it in a tea, nigga. So... That was good. That was interesting. You know what I'm saying? I said, it's always funny and nothing's by mistake. He said, oh, shit, that's you? I'm like, shit. What shit? Like, I've been on a sitcom. You know what I mean? Like, he remembers me when I did episodes of Different Strokes in the 70s. So she's like, that's you? Like, I'm like, damn. Serious? For real? Me? And, you know, he put the fist on his chest. Oh, shit, it is my absolute honor. I'm like, shit, if I had a sword, I would knight your ass right now. So I will give a shout-out to that brother who brought me the pizza that was absolutely, utterly delicious. It had herbs and spices and all that shit on it. So I'm calling that goddamn Papa John's more often. They might send a nigga over that knows me and could give me free cable or something. I know you. The cable's free this month. I'm going to start dropping Brother Panic a little bit more often. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The gas bill is here. Do any of you niggas listen to metaphysics?
That's funny. That's funny. Well, our song is up, so we are going to play it.
Yes. I got a couple more bullshit stories, and we're going to get to the phones, but we're going to have to listen to Kwan Yin's Jam.
All right, here we go, everyone. And this one is by the Harp Tones, and Life is But a Dream.
Life is But a Dream, big time.
Will you take?
Yeah, come on. Life is But a Dream, take two.
Will you take part?
Everyone, that is Life is But a Dream right there by the Harp Tones. And we are chatting and chilling. We're live here in the remix with Brother Panic and, of course, me, Miss Blue, as we continue to chat and chill tonight.
Yes, indeed. And people are asking, why don't I like Prince? Because when Prince made that song about Anthony Bakari, how they used to have choke sex in Memphis, I was really upset. It's not like I don't like choking out remix listeners out. You know what I'm saying? That shit can't go for that. Oh, no, can do. You know what I'm saying? See, niggas don't know because he choked Anthony out. He had to change his name to a symbol. That shit was all some police action shit. Now, it's not like I don't like Prince. What people are talking about is, you know, all of that extra shit was a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I don't like him, but like I said, if he shows up to your door licking himself, you know what I mean? I don't think he'll make it past move on. So now, anyway, yes, that is the song. You can see that song is quite moving. You know what I'm saying? It is quite moving. So, you know, and you can use that song to center yourself, like before meditation, if shit is getting rough, before meditation or whatever, you can use that song to kind of tap into that place of compassion. And the compassion is ultimately for your soul, ultimately for you to keep pushing on through this Holocaust, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's directly from Kuan Yin. And that version of the song, like you said, was by the Harptones.
Yes, yes.
All right.
And
somebody asked.
Go ahead, go ahead. No, no, no.
No, I was going to say, somebody asked me a question this week, and I'm sure I answered it on one of the shows, but since they asked, I'm going to say it, because it is something that people should know. The difference between soul and spirit. The
yes.
difference between soul and spirit. And your soul, when you look at all the mythologies, all the information that's left, there's not one thing that clearly defines your soul. And
right.
that reason, the reason is because they're trying to tell you your power is so beyond your own human mind, your own human thinking, that to define it is to corrupt it. So they'll tell you light, limitless light, and they'll tell you straight out in mythology, in all forms of teaching, that it is beyond you. It is sleeping here. That's why you are what you are. To wake it up is to actually fit, to be finished with this is to wake it up. So your soul, where you find more detailed information in your soul is in Gnostic writing, where they call it that divine spark. And how they describe it is it is from the original light source that started all things in creation. So therefore, you having this original light source means you can return to that body or that ocean of that original source. That's your connection. That's what makes you the original man. All these layers of who you think you are nothing more but layers of who you think you are. Your soul is that divine pure spark of light that is more conceptualized than actualized in writings. This is your soul, this is that. But technically, if you start to study the symbology, you start to know when they talk about your soul. For instance, in my book, as we didn't get to last week, when I talk about the Necronomicon, what I'm talking about is adding all of these so-called Lovecraft monsters to different
right.
parts of your body. So to understand the soul, you can read about Cthulhu. When you understand Cthulhu, they're talking about the human soul that is from an older world and now is asleep in what they call a black city called Relia or Rayleigh, sometimes pronounced, that is sunk underwater. It just means the subconscious mind. The Dogon represents the hypothalamus gland, which is worshipped by the deep ones. The deep ones are nothing but deep thought. Shub-Niggurath is nothing but forms of dimension and ego, because she gives out the thousand young. She's just forever birthing young. That's just nothing but dimensions, nothing but this. You've seen that in the movie Matrix when Smith turned into a thousand and thousands upon motherfuckers, but it was only at the end of the day, it was actually Neo's own ego expanding into dimensions. And then I break down how Baphomet is you taking the Shub-Niggurath and turning it into the meditative sage or the meditative priest, taking that energy that was giving out the thousand young, bringing it in as a kundalini life force to illuminate yourself. Yog-Sothoth, which is another one of the Necronomicon. I'll explain to you how he is actually what can be called the fourth dimension. Depending on what system you're dealing with, the dimensions and the numbers all change. So there's nothing that you can say that's the fifth dimension and that's what it's going to be. That just depends on what system you're using. But I'll break down how there's a spiritual zone. Anyone who's channeled, even if they're not trying to channel and get into some mood, they'll notice a zone that comes on. That zone is actually accessing the fourth dimension, which is very close to our third. From the fourth dimension, you're able to access what they call what in the Palladian shit, Barbara Hand Clough breaks it down in her book, Alchemy of the Nine Dimensions, where she breaks down humans actually have access to nine dimensions. But this is done, the first, second, and third, the first is the core of the earth. Second is the mantle and the crust, which is about healing earthly issues. The third is the reality that we live in and walk around each day. But the fourth acts like a canopy that's all around us. Mm-hmm. Once you access this fourth dimension, then you have access to the balance up until nine. And based upon that, when she, like I said, I never bought into dimensions because they're just numbers, and numbers are just perspective depending on what type of calculations you're doing. You get what I'm saying? We have the same numbers, but addition and division and multiplication are all different things. It's that, so application of dimension is just as simple as algebra and the rest, trigonometry. You apply the numbers differently, so you can't really say that's the fourth dimension, that's what it's going to be. You could only describe it in a context, kind of.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So the fourth dimension, so what I'm doing is trying to put it in the context that we all can understand. And there's a deity, he's the gatekeeper, if you will, called Yog-Sothoth. You get what I'm saying? And that represents the fourth dimension. Now, I'm not going to give you everything in the book, and I go into detail, but those who understand what the Necronomicon is and those who do not, the Necronomicon is probably one of the so-called darkest forms or systems of magic, divination, and mythology that you can tap into. Now, I talked about dark magic last Friday. Go get Miss Blue's archives. Get that before you make a judgment on what I'm about to say, so you'll understand where I'm coming from with this. So now, Lovecraft lived in, and I talked about this before, but so I'll make it quick here, lived in Rhode Island. He was a white man who used to have these dreams. Dreams so much he used to have these headaches, but he used to get up and write them in detail. And he himself called them nothing but his fiction. It was called Lovecraft's fiction. But as he wrote for First Magazines, a comic called Weird Tales, and he would also have other writers pick up on it. Long story short, as this all went down, I think he died in 19. I wrote it down. I can't even remember. I'm not even going to try. Maybe 1920 something is when he died. Long story short, before he died, he said, "I'm going to make my work public domain." And what that means is no one has to get permission from him or his estate to write on Necronomicon, meaning anybody can write on the Necronomicon, and they have. Guys that we know, Dean Koontz, Stephen King, Wes Craven, those are all Lovecraft bitches. Horror as we know it today comes from Lovecraft, the movie, Evil Dead, The Relic. Whenever you hear something from beyond has come and it will do this and that and the ancient this and that, phantoms, that was all in the fog, the mist, all Lovecraft-esque writing. He wrote a book called The Mountain of Madness. There was a movie called In the Mouth of Madness based upon Lovecraft and them trying to find his writer. So with that being said, the end result of that was some people said, oh, it was just his fiction. He was just a master of horror. Great job, just like Jason and Freddy Krueger.
Right.
But there's an occult side that said, no, those were channels, my friend. And these channels are this, that, and the other thing. So with all of that being said, of course, I deal with the occult side of that and break it down to the human body. This is considered to be the deepest, darkest, most primal urge of anything that is anything. And so to deal with that, to simplify that, is a hard task. And this chapter alone is 25 pages. This fucking goddamn book is going to be an encyclopedia by the time I'm fucking through. I just think I need to stop. You know what I'm saying? One section is close to 200 pages where niggas call that a book and they go home and they fucking, they pour some Absolut and lay back and go, I've done it again. So that's just one section. So, you know, so this is going to be, like a handbook for niggers, the Negro handbook to Negroisms. So, all right, so I don't even know why we started talking about that, but we will. Oh, soul and spirit. So now, so the soul is that primordial light that never dies. You could basically say that is you. That is you that is through lifetimes. So your spirit, I want you to understand, the Egyptians called one Ka, the other Ba. Ba was the soul, yeah. Ka was the spirit. What is your spirit? Your spirit is what lives in the astral world. Your spirit is not forever.
There it
is. Body, when your body dies, your spirit lives longer, but it lives in the astral world. Your soul is forever. So you have differences. Your spirit has access to this world, just like we call on spirits, but they are from a higher frequency world called the astral world. But even that astral world is limited. Your soul is unbreakable, but your soul down here and even in the astral world still sleeps. What you're doing as a conscious person is trying to free yourself or free your soul from both of these prisons. Now,
right.
let's say I was Abe Lincoln in another life. My spirit as Abe Lincoln lives on because people of Earth in human form had me on the $5 bill. They have a monument to me. They talk about me. I'm in books. I'm the 16th president. They talk about me in school. So if my soul lived as Abe Lincoln and no one said nothing about me, then my spirit would die out. There's nothing to hold on to.
Yeah.
There's no thought. There's nobody that has a picture on their chandelier. There's nobody saying my Uncle Lincoln was the best. But if you take Abraham Lincoln, because he's on the $5 bill every day, that is what revitalizes spirit. Your energy on earth is how they feed. That's what all the pouring the liquor and feeding them is for. That's what we still do unconsciously, subconsciously. You go to any Negro's house, they got a whole wall with grandma, great-grandma, and the rest of the month. What that does is it feeds and energizes and gives life to the spirit, because great-grandma may have already come back to earth as your granddaughter. So you like,
that's right.
Well, because we say it all the time, that kid been here before. That ain't nothing but my grandpa. He's doing what grandpa did. Well, that's because grandpa is here. His soul is back on earth in that little child. But the spirit of grandpa, one of his incarnations, still exists in the astral world by the pictures, because y'all still live in his house. And remember when he used to play the guitar? Y'all still got his guitar over there. Y'all got his pictures up. Y'all still do cookouts to him. Y'all say his name everywhere. So even though his soul has went back into a human body, or it may have left and went back to where it needs to go, let's just say Sirius right now, because it went there, then his soul is there. But the spirit can live on because it's actually energized by your memories.
Right.
So the spirit and the soul are different. Your soul can travel. Your soul is the mothership. Your soul is that ship. It either is on earth sleeping, in the astral world of sleeping, or it is joined that big ocean. But the spirit can live on based upon your memories.
Yes.
So that's the difference between soul and spirit. Your soul is actually you. You can have you have been here for, let's say, 100 lifetimes. If someone remembers you, your car will live on. Your car is still doing work. Your car is still being worked on. For instance, Abe Lincoln wasn't as great as motherfuckers made him now that he's been dead.
Yes.
George Washington wasn't as great as he's been made to be once he's dead. So that's still a form of alchemy. Now, every time you spend a $1 bill, you're doing it in the name of George Washington. So they figured out, and remember, they put all those comedic symbols on that bill because the idea of George Washington is what they want to live. That's the spirit. So if George Washington set up this country and he was Masonic and whatever it is you want to call him, if they keep reinforcing it by having his face on a $1 bill, they reinforce with the energy that set this bitch up. It's an occult science. You get what I'm saying? So they're right. Using the spirit. The spirit. Christmas was a spirit. You have the Christmas spirit. And it,
right.
The deity was called Chris motherfucking Kringle. You know what I'm saying? Chris Kringle. So it's a system. Santa Claus is real. Santa Claus is real.
Right.
If you think I'm lying, give a kid some Santa Claus and tell him after you fell into Kwanzaa, tell that motherfucker, guess what? Santa ain't real. What? How dare you? What do you mean? You have lied to me. I guess you're going to tell me about the Tooth Fairy next. You get what I'm saying? This shit
right.
is real. You get what I'm saying? This shit is real. I thought, when I was in 1976, I thought Santa was coming and left all, and dropped all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I had an original Santa Fe train set. That shit was the truth. I wanted to bring that shit everywhere I went. You know what I'm saying? To the doctor's office. Set that train set up. I thought Santa brung that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's real. It's an actual feeling. Because spirits are actually set up by our own mind. By our own thoughts. Bobby talked about it before, but don't even ask me the book. But what's the dude? You should have him on your show. That dude that I keep talking about, and I can never remember his name, and today is no better. Shabazz, Brother Shabazz has him coming in. Gibson, Mitchell Gibson. So
okay,
I guess today
okay.
is better. Mitchell Gibson mm-hmm. talked about, and like I just said, you calling it dimensions and first dimensions and second dimensions, but depending on what system or how you're trying to classify it, you just put a number on it. So the number he mm-hmm. used was the second dimension is actually what you'll see, Nicole, as thought forms, all of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard in metaphysics they say, well, every thought here has been sunk. What does that mean? That means there is nothing that's actually
nothing
being
here.
Created down here. It's already been created. So even the new idea that you yeah. think you thought of, you actually access the second dimension, and somebody may have thought of that in 1886. But even
right.
though it's new to you, it's already been thought, and these thoughts resonate at a frequency. That frequency we're
right.
going to call the second dimension. So Harry Potter,
right.
Popeye, and the rest of that good shit, where you think somebody created it, already exists. And it has
right.
a life. It has a spiritual life that resonates
yeah.
on this second dimension. And mind you, again, we only call it a second dimension to put it in the context. The first dimension, he said, to give you more context, was the bacterial microbe dimension.
Yeah.
The second dimension is all of your thoughts. So while you thinking you having a dream about some new hot shit, Harry Potter already been created.
Right.
And you can tell because the way the books are written are channels. Star Wars is the best scenario for that. All channels.
Mm.
All channels. Credo Mutois. Somebody asked me, is Credo Mutois
oh,
real?
Yeah.
I was like, motherfucker, that motherfucker is real as hell. But in one of his talks with David Icke, he said,
yeah.
oh, Mr. Icke, when I tell you, R2-D2, motherfucker, that shit is real. He said, I seen R2-D2 in the dream world before Star Wars, and I seen Darth Maul. Darth Maul used to be on the planet. That's what Credo Mutois said. He's talking before Star Wars. He said
right.
Darth Maul was a part of a race called the Chichuade. The Chichuade. So I'm like, God damn. So he's seen all this in the spirit world. What do you think George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and the rest of them niggas is
all
doing?
Of them. Yeah,
doing.
Channeling.
Why do you think when Star Wars resonates with people so fucking much.
Nice.
Because they're getting it from the spirit world, and they set it up in archetype stories. Archetype stories. If anyone knows the Tree of Life, the middle pillar of the Tree of Life, Malkuth, the second one is the moon, the third one is the sun, Tifera, the fourth one is the hidden one, Doth, and the top one is Kether. Mars and Mercury, Jupiter, and I'm missing one more, is on the side. But they'll tell you in the occult to walk the middle path. That whole show is about walking the middle path. Malkuth is Earth or slavery. That was young Anakin in Malkuth. His mother represented the next Sifra up, the moon. When he went to the Jedi Council, it was Tifera. Tifera, the third Sifra up. And what is Tifera? The Jedi. It balances the Force. And Tifera in on the Tree of Life touches every other Sifra. So the Jedi was to balance out the universe. That's what Tifera does. When he went before the Jedi Council, they said, "We can't make you a Jedi because we're worried about you, worried about your mama, which was the Sifra below Tifera, the moon. Cannot move on because you're still worried about some shit from before." You get what I'm saying? Some shit from before.
Yes.
Then eventually he becomes what? The next hidden Sifra up. Doth, which is Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
Right.
He has two kids. Remember I talked about last week. They're above the abyss, above the abyss, which is Darth, which when he becomes Darth Vader or Osiris, that void, there's three Sifras. There's Kether, which is basically the first emanation, or you can look at it as God or heaven before you go through the nothingness, that three trimesters of birth that leaves this reality altogether. Or you can even say wake up from the dream. Those three Sifras above the abyss are looked at as the real world. And then if you look at the next three Sifras, the triangle is actually upside down. So it's a reflection of the real world. Then there's three more Sifras under that. It's a reflection of the real world. And you're up to nine Sifras. Malkuth, the last Sifra, they call that shit an afterthought. Earth is an afterthought for all you niggas who are trying to save it. It's not even the real world. It's a reflection of the real world, which is a reflection of a greater world through that nothingness. Now, Darth Vader has two kids, Luke and Laura, twins. That is Bina and Chokma, or Hokma, or Chisar, whichever. No, Hokma is the one above the abyss. Those represent Luke and Laura. When you cross the Darth, it's called crossing the sands or crossing the abyss. Was they not on a sand planet?
This
is Kabbalah 101. And in the end, you see them niggas looking down, all smiling. Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Darth Vader representing Kabbalah. It's a goddamn Kabbalistic story. And what they did, when they put it in that archetype, it speaks to so many people because it's talking to that unconscious collective goal that we talked about on Friday. That's how they know how to do it. That's why they put all this mythology in it, because it talks to a part of you, even if you don't remember, something in you does remember.
Right.
So that to say, they understand how to deal with spirit. And spirit, like your humanity is a form of you doing work for the alchemy, your spirit is a way you can call on spirit to do the alchemy for you. George Lucas is looked at as what? A god. By using spirits, by using spirits in Star Wars to manipulate alchemy. To have these motherfuckers look at him and, oh shit, no, Steven Spielberg didn't, badass motherfucking E.T. naked motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? That's a science, you get what I'm saying? And you know, it's all off of your shit. You get what I'm saying? If you ain't going to use it, shit, they showing you that they damn well will, because they understand the concept. They understand the concept. The concept is work. You get what I'm saying? Work down this motherfucker. And them niggas using motherfucking work. Darth Vader ain't nothing but a black nigga named James Earl fucking Jones, Osiris. You know what I'm saying? So while you trying to name yourself Osiris, no motherfucker's making stories.
I am your father, Luke. You get what I'm saying?
Them niggas is using our shit while you trying to still use your ego to claim it's you. Look, the hieroglyph got my nose. That's my nose. Fuck that. Nigga, use that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They beating that shit up, nigga. Them niggas done beat Horus and Osiris and Isis to death, nigga. Warrior got Nephthys and the evil, was the Resident Evil. That bitch did about 47 movies playing the warrior goddess. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do, nigga? You gonna get on Facebook, nigga, and add some old magical forename extension to your name that asked me what that dream meant after I done told you, look, man, I want you to do it yourself. But, Pat, I know you said you want me to do it myself. But somebody, and I'm going to get the email later, but fuck it. Somebody said, no panic, I had a dream that they told me to do this and do that and put that on the window. What does that mean? It means you should fucking do it. What are you waiting for? What the fuck are you negotiating with me for? How do you get a straight up message? Look, I'm here to help you. This is what you need to do. And then you ask me, what the fuck does it mean? It means do it. It means do it. You know what I'm saying? I want to get into some rant shit. But, you know what I'm saying? But ultimately, the goal, because we're going to get on this Kuan Yin compassion for niggas shit. So ultimately, the goal here is to take this to a more active level than a more self-esteem level. You get what I'm saying? So, of course, you're not going to make a blockbuster movie, you know what I'm saying, called Serious Wars or Stellar Wars or for some Star Wars shit. Don't matter. But understand what they are doing. They are only accessing on the level that they can access our mythology, our energies, how to make them work for each other, or work for themselves. You get what I'm saying? And not only that, it works for other people. I mean, you look at this; these niggas be going to these places dressed up like Jabba the Hutt, dressed up like goddamn Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, and all that kind of shit. Well, I thought ritual was pageantry. Ritual was dressing up. So why are we seeing them as idiots and not that they're doing rituals? Why are we not seeing that George Lucas laid a pathway for these motherfuckers to see themselves as stellar beings? We are stellar gods. They are earthlings. You get what I'm saying? Mm. But their goal is to become stellar beings. So how would you do that? Well, you would do that through the movies. Remember, I said last week, your imagination does not look at what you call reality as reality. Anything that happens, your imagination believes it to be real. So you go to movies to imaginate. What better way to get you? What better? Why do you think there's always a white hero and you always dying in the movie? And your girl is talking about, I don't need no man. When they told you in the Willie Lynch, that was the goal in the Willie Lynch, for your black woman to be an independent woman. They said that in Willie Lynch. We must make the black woman independent. Then every goddamn movie you see, she's going, I don't need no man. A man can't do nothing for me. You got Beyonce singing fucking songs. I'm an independent woman. Destiny's Child. That's motherfucking Willie Lynch. 101, but I'm going to stop right here because I wrote all that shit in my book. And you niggas is not going to get that shit for free tonight. Not tonight, niggas. Not tonight.
Everyone. We are live in the remix, chatting and chilling. If you guys have not chatting and chilled with us, you know what it is. You know exactly what it is. And we're live with Brother Panic. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to be taking calls here in just a short moment. And just press 1 when you get on the line if you have a question for Brother Panic. For those of you joining and want to reach out, maybe to get some of those herb packs or to connect with Brother Panic if you are trying to connect with Brother Panic. What are y'all doing, all bum-rushing the phone lines? My computer screen just locked up. But trying to get in touch with Brother Panic, you can definitely reach him for herb packs, for the bath, for the CDs, the meditative CD music, and all of these things of tapping in, working with your pineal gland, as well by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, panicpack at hotmail.com. So when you get on the phone lines, I guess press 1. I'll figure out what that means, what that looks like here. Use a little bit of my intuition and intuitiveness to pick you guys up. It looks like if you press 1, then I will know. I guess press 1 is still an option that you have a question for Brother Panic. And yes, I guess that is it. And I will be able to get you on the line. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Well, I just want to shout out my man, Anthony Bakari. You know, I had some fun with him, but, you know, good brother, you know what I mean?
Right.
And always thankful that he showed up for the show and all of that good shit. I don't want to make him seem like he's no chump or nothing, you know what I mean? So I want to send love to my boy, you know, and all of that. And, okay, I got, and we can get on. We can get on with the call. I'll make it real quick because the last part of that question, and yes, I'm going to blow Ebony Hamlin up for asking it. That was the soul versus the spirit. Since that everyone have a soul, and I talk, and why I'm going to make this quick is I talked about it before. The most you can hear about the soul is Gnostic thought, and the general thing people would say would be, no, if you don't have a soul, you're not from that original light, then you can't have it. Me, I beg to differ. I beg to differ because so many things could change with DNA. What is soul? Nothing but starlight. And me and Bobby went through this hard for about 3 months through this. And that I think the what we're calling the soul or that primal light, evolution can take you far from it. And you can say that's a human. And, you know, even there's definitions of human. Trapezoid and Kamagazoid and all the rest of that kind of shit. Consciousness is what brings you back to that primal light. Can you obtain it? And what kind of backed that up? Because Aleister Crowley, one of the, if you watch the movie, it'll come to me in a second, but it's a movie about using drugs, mind-altering drugs to realize the soul, that ayahuasca and all the rest of that stuff. What in Jeremy Narby's book, The Cosmic Serpent, the DNA book, he talks about how you know, these native tribes would use this drug and you would see the same thing, which was a snake. Now, in all mythology, a snake, you would see a snake. The snake represents the primal energy, primal life force, the beginning of this universe, and blah, 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 kundalini energy and all of that, rest of that stuff. The movie Altered States in the 80s, oddly enough, is about them tapping into that. They used to stay in this black hole, the Darth or the Darth Vader. He went to one of them South Americans, got this drug and all of this. Now, what people would say and what they said in that movie was, it's interesting. People, peyote and mescaline, all of these natural hallucinogenic drugs, people would have the same experience. So the experience was the snake or this reptilian force. Now, so what you would deduct from that was that they're going someplace. They're going to a place of realizing their own soul. Now, when I was talking about that, Bobby said, you know something? All of Crowley's work, all Crowley did was say, fuck and take drugs. That's what he told white people, to realize who you are or realize this primal energy. So what does that mean? Does it mean that they were realizing their soul, or he was showing them the way to realize what that primal life force is so they could then start to cultivate it?
Okay.
Or in other words, they could start to obtain a soul.
Mm.
That's some radical shit. Now, if everything is about transformation, then you can't rule that out. So theory, on a theory level, this is not how I feel or what you – on a theory level, does everyone have a soul? I think the question would be can anyone obtain a soul? Because even the same dude, Mitchell Gibson, talks about animals, and he says animals can transform if humans love them. They can transform into humans. So, for instance, if you have a cat and you gave love to that cat, that cat can, in his next lifetime, become human.
Right.
Or grass, if it's eaten by an animal, can next time become that animal, if it so chooses. So, so what you're talking about is consumption, transformation through the DNA. So the question is, no one has been able to really define a soul to say someone has and doesn't have it. You get what I'm saying? Because what people have been saying about white people is they're soulless because they've been walking around killing a whole bunch of motherfuckers. So, oh, you're a soulless being. But niggas walk around and kill motherfuckers as Crips and Blood. You know what I'm saying? So that's truly not – that's on a more emotional level, you can look at it that way. But on a more rational, if you take yourself out the picture, nah, that sounds like the actions of somebody who just got here, don't know how to get into the whole rhythm of what's really going on here. So it sounds like a new entity, which Elijah Muhammad, you ain't got to even get all occult and mystical. Elijah Muhammad told you that monkey asses was made on an island. You get what I'm saying? But they cannot be made of nothing that does not come out the black woman or the black man. So no matter how far behind they are, they could catch up. But I'll do you one better, and let me make this clear. When they catch up, and my job to help them catch up, that ain't got shit to do with me. I don't – whatever. Let the meek inherit the earth. We, on the other hand, we are past this shit. We are past this shit. We need to be concerned about a pimp's business. I'm no more concerned about where they go than I am concerned about where frogs go. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it is what it is. So this is not a cheerleader for them. This is a look outside, and if you just apply certain rules that you kind of see, it's like, well, maybe they do have a story, but this is their story. You get what I'm saying? Our story is what I'm more interested in. And we got an hour and 25 minutes. I didn't realize I talked that long. You know what I'm saying? But can I tell one more story? I'm gonna make this about 5 minutes.
Sure can.
I want to shout out the Majesty of Facebook right before we go to the phone, because my motherfucking cousin, I done found this nigga Jason. This nigga Jason. Oh my God. This nigga, you know what I'm saying? This nigga get hit by a bus. Tell you the type of nigga he is. He get hit by a bus. He get like $125,000. I'm like, oh nigga, you up nigga, because you ain't really fucked up. You ain't got no limp. You know what I'm saying? You still got a little sexy with you. You know what I'm saying? You got 125. You can do anything, player. This nigga bought $125,000 worth of cheeseburgers and gave it to the homeless. The motherfucker, are you crazy? He's a nigga that likes to live off the land and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So my sister, I'm like, where the fuck is, like, my sister's telling my little sister, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Jason needs it. Jason got dreads down. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga's on something. So now, she's like, Jason moved to Australia. I'm like, oh, this nigga living with the Aborigines and all that kind of shit now. So he's in Australia. This nigga hit me up on Facebook. I'm like, yo, what up, play? He's like, yeah, kid. All I do every day is kayak. I'm like, oh, shit. Damn, nigga, I would give it all up tomorrow if I could do it. I'm going to tell you niggas right now, if nothing happens in 2012, I'm moving me, my wife, maybe her kids. Her kid, maybe. They got to show me something. We going to Australia to kayak. You know what I'm saying? We going to Australia to kayak. You know what I'm saying? Because if nothing don't happen in 2012, that's it. You know what I'm saying? This whole shit was a scam. So I'm going down with him now. Jason was a nigga. Back in the days, they're on the corner house in Jamaica, Queens. They came to move. Like, in Jamaica, Queens, there was a corner house. So they had a dog in the yard. So our ball went in the yard with the dog. So we go like this. Okay, Jason, you know, we want you to go in there and get the ball. Now, I'm getting in with that dog. No, look, we're going to go to the other end, distract the dog. Gas, you say, you know, you can always gas Jason up. So we go to the other end. Come here, dog. Woo, 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 woo. Jason jumped in. The dog just tore ass and caught Jason and jumped up on Jason's chest. And that red thing came out. And that nigga was fucking the shit out of Jason. When I tell you, he was finessing. That if Jason ain't have no pants on, he had on shorts. That red dog thing was on Jason's leg, greasing him up. And Jason is sitting there with the ball. Jason's trying to run. He's going, oh, oh. I'm like, chill, Jason, get the ball. So he still went got the ball when the dog is just, like, you know what I'm saying, just getting it in on him. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
So Jason hops the fence. You know, we like, Jason, you took one for the team. You know what I'm saying? We can play more soccer and shit now, or at least kick this fucking rubber ball around. Thank you, Jason. This nigga had all this fucking slime all over his leg and his sock and shit. He's like, all right, wait a minute, we need a timeout. I think I need to go sit in the tub for a while.
Oh, wow.
So this nigga got raped by a dog so the game could continue. You know what I'm saying? So I want to shout out my cousin Jason, who's on Facebook, who took one for the team for real, because a lot of niggas wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Take it on the leg. You know what I'm saying? Take it on the leg. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To let the game go on and shit. You know what I'm saying? To let the game go on. You know what I'm saying? Jason was crazy. You know, sit on a skateboard, try to hold the back of a car. You know what I'm saying? Skint his ass up so bad. Try to tell his moms because I was going down the hill in the alley. She said, nah, nigga, these marks are too deep for that shit. Nigga, you need to come better. And, of course, you know what I'm saying? I know you was listening to this nigga Panic, and that's why you did it. So I just wanted to shout out Jason, and then we could go, you know what I'm saying?
To the phone lines. All right, everyone, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you have a question for Brother Panic, we're going to go straight to the phone lines right now. We still have about an hour and about 19 minutes left here to go in the form. So we got plenty of time to take a lot of good questions. So let's go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
We still have about an hour and about 19 minutes left to hear the phone.
I guess they're listening in chat.
They don't know they're on the phone yet.
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah, and niggas in the chat room was talking about they would have killed that dude. You wouldn't have did shit. But ask that dog, is he wearing a condom? Straight up.
347, we'll go to the next caller. If you guys are in the chat room and you're also on the phone lines, what I'm going to ask is that you turn your computer speakers down and make sure that someone said Jason sounded like he needed a reading after that.
Yeah.
Make sure that
after that, I went upstairs and channeled the herb pack. Niggas going to need shit like this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit, niggas, this shit right here niggas is going through is a holocaust. You going to need shit like that. Nigga moved to Australia, so you know how that went.
Right. Even though Australia is beautiful, but still. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. 510, you're live in the remix.
Peace.
Peace.
What's up, Miss Blue? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's on the line, please? Where are you calling from?
This is Dre. I'm calling from Cali, calling from the Bay Area. What's up, Panic?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Man, chilling, man. Man, you got me over here on my back, man. You funny little motherfucker, man. You a funny nigga, man. But, man, I'm having a good time, man, listening to that thing. And, man, my chakras is open over here right now,
that's
man.
What's up.
But,
that's what's up, man. All right.
I'm
just
meditating a little bit. But, yeah, man, I like how you broke down that Necronomicon thing. I was kind of, stuck when I got to that point. It was like a bigger breath.
Right.
It kind of dropped off. I didn't quite understand, but, you know.
Right.
You made it click a little bit, so I appreciate that. But, yeah, man, I know it's a wrap for this dimension and everything, and shit, it's almost that time, you feel me? So what I'm about to ask you is kind of, you know, real third dimension type shit, but, you know, just I'm kind of wondering. Yeah. I'm kind of wondering, like, when it comes down to blood types, like, Rh negative and black people that are Rh negative, what exactly does that mean on this level?
Okay, no problem. What it was is, first I want to say, yeah, that's cool. Cause I know, and that's common with the Necronomicon. It's written originally. Lovecraft wrote it as fiction, so it's not even written as straight mythology. So it's very hard for a lot of – it just sounds like stories. So
right.
I knew it would be much appreciated. And I go in detail in the book in with all of his seven main deities and all of that shit in detail. In fact, I hate to give it away, but the Land of the Lost, not the even the movie, but the TV show, the Sleestaks, how they connected to the Dogon and the Dagon, all that. So, I mean, this shit was amazing. So I'm glad you said that because it gives me more confidence to know that's what we need. I tried to do everything that we need, you know what I'm saying, to simplify.
Yeah.
So I first want to thank you for letting me know that. DNA, RNA, and all the rest of that, that's on a physical level, and that deals with physical traits. That, on a spiritual level, is the true melting pot, is the true alchemy. So that led to goal, that transformation, is actually us, even just as black people, and sadly enough, even as these white people, is to inject that into the DNA pool to become something new, to become something new. So now you say, well, white people, what that got to do with anything? Even if you look at how they pattern modern what do they call them, shots for viruses and all of that? Vaccines and all of that. Vaccines is nothing but they take all of these poisons and shoot it into your system, and under that level of control, your body starts to build an immunity up to fight these toxins that they shot into you. Therefore, when you experience these toxins around the world, you are already immune to it because it was already introduced into your system.
Right.
Now, melanin used to do this. There's a book called Dirt by Terrence McLaughlin. Out of print, but if you can get it, get it. I have a copy of it. And it talks about, it's in the subtitle of it is like an introspective look into dirt and all of this regular shit. In fact, let me see if I can find it really quick to give out that book correctly. I don't even know what section I got that shit in, blah, 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 blah. Hold on. Once I'll try to find it, and I'll make sure before this show is over. I don't even know the area.
I think you gave it out on another show, if that is the book.
Yeah, I'm sure I gave it out, I clearly gave it out in another show, but it's Dirt by Terrence McLaughlin. I want to be able to spell the name and give that correct subtitle out, and I'm looking as we talk, but if not, like I said, I'll find it while Blue is talking during the down period. I don't see it immediately. Anyway, in there, what he talks about is how the little things. You know how they'll say, like, chivalry is walking and your woman should be closer to the wall, whatever, or closer on the inside while you walk up the block with her? He said that actually comes from because they used to throw them chamber pots of shit and piss out the window. So the idea was for you to take the hit of shit and piss that comes out the window while you're walking with your woman as
right.
chivalrous. That remember you used to see that shit on Popeye. Oh,
yes.
They'll come. Popeye will come to a to some water in the ground. Put his jacket down so Olive can walk over.
Yeah.
But they said that's because there was no sewer system and it was inundated with shit and piss. So the woman wouldn't walk in the shit and piss. They would put their jacket down, but then they would pick that shit up and put it back on. They said
right.
in this book. They said in this book, a man was known by how many fleas he had. You know what I'm saying? They said
mm-hmm.
that the animals always slept in the house. All the houses with dirt floors. But how it applied to your question was that what they would do where the whole vaccine thing came in with people with leprosy, they would have these pus bubbles filled with milk. They would cut this milk and give it to the queen. They said the queen would take a bath once a year. See, because the melanin was blocking us from these world bacteria. Since they didn't have any or very little melanin, they had to build up immunity. So they would have to be one with the disease. You get what I'm saying? Remember, they said when they came to the West with the Native American, they said, this is how we're going to kill half of them. Start sleeping with the women.
Right.
And it's not the same courtship shit that we got now. What's your name? What's your sign? No, sex was just more like shit, nigga. You here, you might as well get into some of this pussy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That shit was like bed and breakfast. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You want to smoke on them peace pipe, then smoke on them pussy pipe. You know what I'm saying? That's how this shit was. So it wasn't no hung up. You know what I'm saying? So we're not talking about marriage. We're just talking about because. Okay, let me say this. We know that some girls on this motherfucker is a hoe. You ain't going to get past that shit. You know what I'm saying? They the ones always doing handstands in their dress. But we as ancient people didn't throw that away. We said, okay, she came here to be a tantric teacher. You get what I'm saying? So we would put them in them temples and show them not how to fuck haphazardly, how to fuck happenily, if you will. You get what I'm saying? So they would be the consorts, if you will, because it was something in what they came down to do. We would spot that early. So that wasn't a big thing. There were some women that were wives, and there's some women that came to sit on as many dicks as they can sit on in one lifetime. So that was okay. We didn't judge that, or that's some moral bullshit. You get what I'm saying? We didn't judge that. So they knew this about the native people. If we show up in our fancy boats, in our conquistador hats, we going to get some ass. You need to believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? But they knew they were so diseased that was where they first infiltrated. Second level was smallpox covers and all the rest of that kind of shit. So they knew these diseases were never in us because the melanin had blocked us out in our thoughts. Was so pure, these funky-ass thoughts weren't, you know, this is based upon their thoughts and what they were made of and their level, if you will. That book, Dirt, does all of that. Now, for us, we knew that it would be a lot of mixing going on. And why I bring up the white man, because on a more cosmic level or occult level or an alchemical level, we knew. And this is the point of why I said all that dirt shit. We had to inject poison in our DNA as a form of perfecting ourselves. The same way the so-called virus or the vaccine shots would work. Once you were exposed to this poison, you then could build an immunity to it and purify yourself.
Yeah.
So for them to be in our DNA pool, you can even say white people is just some other niggas doing some work. We ain't going to just beat up on white people. I'm finished with that level. You get what I'm saying? But
right.
what they are and what they do represent is poison. Not all of them. You can't even paint that with one brush, because I've met white people that know a whole bunch of shit. Well, still our shit, but they're a little bit more dedicated to their change. You get what I'm saying? And I've said this before. Why can't niggas incarnate as white people? We made them. So there's so many stories that just this, oh, they white people and oh, we black people. You know what I'm saying? That's church. You have to pick a side, Jesus or the devil. So if you can get past picking a side, if you remember on Friday I was talking about, you know, we are so used to picking a side, light side or dark side, devil versus Jesus,
yeah,
good versus evil. But it's a little bit more intricate than that. So if you can, so the religious thinking that I was talking about last week, if you can get a little bit more intricate than that, you get what I'm saying? We're just saying, well, the white man is that, he ain't shit. There was a time we needed to hear that shit, get what I'm saying? Because we loved him. So around the time of Elijah Muhammad coming to say, the white man is the devil, or he will do until the real one shows up, was very much on point for that particular paradigm. You get what I'm saying? But now we at a level where we understand the devil concept been here longer than white people. So they can't be that. So what are they? So they are the vaccine shot into our DNA. In the mythology, Shiva eats the world's poisons, but he doesn't die. What he does, just like the vaccine shot is supposed to do, is get you too immune to it. So this tragedy, and here's the point, this tragedy, this Holocaust, this funky everyday face you wake up to is the vaccine shot that you're taking that puts you in an immune state that this never happens again. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're going through this now to become immune to this ignorance ever, ever again. And we won't get the shingles like the chicken pox. It's done. So this is, see, we are the oldest gods that have the ability to go through the deepest depths. You get what I'm saying? All these gods that we're talking about are not as old. We are, and that's in the Necronomicons, the outer gods, the great old ones. We are the only ones that can go through this Holocaust and come up shiny. You get what I'm saying? The shiny ones. We're the only ones that can do that. So that's what's actually happening. What we see as this white man only represents those poisons of this place, the side effect of the humanity that built all of these ancient cities. Do you know there's 200 ancient cities that they can't figure out that's just sunken? And that's the only ones they found. That's sunken cities. Fuck all this pyramids. If you stuck there, shit. There's 200 ancient cities that they cannot figure out. This is some old-timey shit that's going on. Some old-timey shit. You get what I'm saying? The idea is, but remember, time is an illusion. We only experiencing this as time. But to our real selves, this ain't nothing but us taking a vaccine shot. You get what I'm saying? A vaccine shot. So what white folks represent is a different branch of nigger. The part of you, the part of us that is the poison, the sickness, and by us dealing with them every day, it's like injecting it into the DNA. So the DNA can overcome it, therefore build up an immunity to it. So on a physical level, it's the physical traits, the RNA and the DNA. But you know what I'm saying? You can eat some goddamn dandelion root and hops to deal with that. That's how physical DNA is represented. Spiritual DNA is fed by your light that you're obtaining through your conscious path. It's fed that way. It is transformed by that light. And that light is, whether you see it or not, is still your Holocaust. Pressure on coal makes the diamond. So that pressure is the alchemy. You get what I'm saying? So all of that for you, it's an alchemical spiritual change that's happening to your DNA. To your DNA.
Wow.
And basically that's how the soul becomes something new. That's how we become something new, or the new gods. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that answers it.
Yeah. It put a whole new light on it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because, like, even when I did my own research and even asked people from the so-called, quote-unquote, conscious community, you know what I'm saying, they really didn't spin it that way, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they couldn't spin it, but you spent it very well. I appreciate that. Also, I appreciate how you make the difference between the con, the body, the spirit, and the soul. Made it click off for me, too. So I really appreciate that. And before I dip and get up off the phone, thank you again, Miss Blue. But yeah, I'm a cable dude. You reached the cable dude. And if I was in your spot, I would hook you up, but I'm in Cali, so I can't. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. See? That's what I mean. I'm going to just, because once you say, Brother Panic, shit starts to happen. I don't know what I've done, but goddamn it, shit is working.
Yeah, so that was funny, man. I was over here on my back. When you said that, I was over here dying laughing. I was like, he just don't know. He didn't reach the cable, dude, already.
Right, already. See? This
yeah, look, man,
is,
I appreciate
this
it, Ms. Blue. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show and let these people get on and ask some questions. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir,
right.
Bro.
All right.
Nice talking to you, bro. I want to say this, too. That kind of buy, even though it's a mythology, Bob Marley and Peter Tosh are the ones who broke that down to me. So this, a lot of that shit is spiritual. Even though you can deduct a lot of that from, mythology and just putting your mind to it, but them niggas told me that shit in the dream. That was the first thing they told me. They came together and broke down that bond, the car for me. Because even though you see it, you're like, well, what is the spirit and the soul? And like I said, them two niggas. So we need to give a shout out to Bob Marley and Peter Tosh because they the ones who drive that. Just while we're on the subject.
All right. We are live in the remix. We are chatting and chilling with Brother Panic. If you have a question, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question, press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And sorry, I was looking for somebody here. Press 1 when you get on. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. And let me know if you have a question for Brother Panic. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 347? Okay. Guess they're just listening. We're going to go on to the next caller. Looks like calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, it's Yachty 7. How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Hey, Panic and Miss Blue. I asked you on Facebook, Greer Turnbull, me, my pen name, if I can ask anything. And I wanted to ask about a dream. They're really quick. One is Papa's, my husband's, and the other is mine from last night, just last night, and got up and wrote the darn thing down. But I'm going to go with his. As a child at 8, and he's never told anyone his dream until, now when he married me, running, he was in the field, an open field, running from a bull, charging. The bull was charging and charging. He's not even a Taurus. The bull was charging and charging, and then he fell over, or he ran off the cliff, and he felt himself falling, but he didn't feel fear. And then, boom, he woke up before he hit. He called it Earth, but before he hit the bottom, whatever that was. And the bull didn't jump with him. He just stood over looking, over at him fall. What comes to either one of y'all?
Let's answer that real quick, because like I said, when it comes to dreams, it becomes personal and people want to hear like general questions. So that's Osiris. So the bull represents Osiris, even though in Taurus still is Osiris. So
he needs to look into some Osiris stuff and see why he was running from it. It may just be the power. Sometimes when you run from something, it's only showing your own power, and that's why you're scared of it. I have a friend who's definitely scared, afraid of cats, but turned out that he was Nebnayu, which is the son of Ptah, and Sekhmet was the cat god. So he needs to study Osiris or Dionysus. Uh-huh. The next one was?
Mine, last night, good grief, y'all. It was Puff Daddy. I'm not even a Puffy fan. Well, we're the same age, born in the same year, but I haven't been a fan since back in the 90s. And it was in tight cramp. And then my ex, a friend I'm excommunicated with, you know, dreams are fragmented that way. But then one dream from last night, it was Puffy and one artist from a previous group that he managed. The artist kept saying that they were in Jodeci. That's why you don't look like you're in Jodeci. The artist looked very, we've never seen him before, but he's slim, brown, slim brother, and I was in the stairwell, and he kept coming past me, and he said, well, I have to go downstairs. I said, well, go on, what's wrong with you? Well, he keep calling me back. So he goes back to talk to Puffy, and I go back, oh, Puffy, Mom, just let him go, why you want? And the person kept bypassing me to go up the steps, down steps, and passing me, and he kept seeming like he was sweating and greasing, for he had curly black Jerry Curl styled hair. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And he just would never go back, go down the steps. So I'll go back and talk to Puffy. Hold on.
I can already answer this for you.
Okay.
What that is a spirit. Probably an ancestor, somebody you know who died, who's trying to tell you a story through this.
Oh.
So maybe you had a connection with someone who died around the time, as you said, you were with Puffy. While they were trying to walk past you, is because they were trying to show you something. So wherever they led you or whatever you felt at that point is what they were trying to show you in the spirit world. So it was somebody who around that era, and you got to think of what you thought about Puffy around that era. That's your understanding. No one can tell you that. Think of what you thought of him because he came that way. So in other words, that one brown-skinned Jerry Curl guy is trying to tell you a story through the things that he knows you know or you and him share. So it's up to you to find out who died at that era or who you may know who died who was into that shit and then get with them. And to find out what, if you didn't feel you found out what they needed to say, what you need to do is set up an altar, liquor, to whoever that person is, and start having conversations with them.
Oh, okay. I just really wanted him to go down or up the steps to make a decision. It was very irritating. I was irritated.
Well, that's all right. You can revisit. Yeah. You know, like I said, now, I mean, I think that was enough for you to say, oh, shit, Billy died there, or oh, shit. When I was dealing with Puffy, I was dealing with that. So, in other words, it's a personal thing more than something people want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Remember, there's like 200 and something people in the chat room alone.
Mercy.
So they want to hear a little bit more general stuff. So, but no problem because you are absolutely right. You asked me. Can I ask you anything tonight? And I said yes. I am not trying to hold the ball.
Time. It just was very weird. Yeah, because I'm not a fan now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not trying to flip you off. I'm just trying to give you just a little bit of the mindset. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I have to make these conversations for everybody. So I'm trying to give you a little bit of the mindset that you can attack that question with. You get what I'm saying? Which is think of how you felt in the era. If you lost someone in the era, it's probably that person. Or something that you're dealing with now is trying to connect you to that era. You get what I'm saying? As a way of explaining something to you. This is called Know Thyself, not know what Panic says, not know what Phil Valentine or Bobby or Delbert Glare or whoever said.
Okay.
This is know thyself. So the best thing I can give you and anybody can really give you is the tools for you to have an introspective look on what it is you're trying to do. So which is a good question. You did not ask a bad question tonight. You asked some good questions. But if we went on dreams, we would be here forever. You know what I mean? Because you're talking about everybody's psyche.
So, but
yes, no doubt.
To make it real quick, your husband dreams, he needs to study Osiris, see what epiphany he has, which I cannot give to him, and he should not want me to give to him. For you, I can see clearly if this was happening to me, this is the mindset I would start taking. What was going on in that era? What was Puffy saying to me when I did like him? So what is this guy saying to me? Why is this guy trying to say this to me? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and my ex-husband, he's a music producer. He worked with Shan, and his cousin, they were rappers. The whole Dark Forest thing was about to get on with the Russell City, and then the Puffy and the 95.
Let's pause right there. So you can see why I told you what I told you, because it empowers you with the ability, clearly, with the ability to figure it out yourself. And that's all I've ever said. I'll just help people figure the shit out himself. So instead of me telling you what that is, you already telling yourself what that is.
Yeah.
And I would have to take a bow and say thank you for calling. So, and I know who you are.
Well, thank you. It was a great nudging.
But yes, what you just tapped in on, that's where you go. Go there. You are absolutely. I don't want to try to act like I'm trying to dismiss you, sis.
No, I don't take it as such.
Okay.
I'll buy my cigar. I'll figure it out.
You got it. With your ex-husband, that's it.
Yes.
That's it. If why believe me? I believe you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's it.
Well, thanks.
Stick in that area. You in that area. Thanks for the question.
Good night.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Nice.
Peace and blessings to you. You can always email me, too, at questionforblue, and I can show you some tools how you can tap into that. We're going to go on to the next caller. Great calls. 337, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Make sure you turn down your computer speakers. If you're on the phone, you want to make sure you listen only on the phone. Oh, that caller dropped the call, so we're going to go to the next call. We're going to go to the caller calling, and it looks like from 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Dar calling from New Mexico once again.
Hey, what's up, bro? Okay.
Greetings.
How y'all doing tonight? Greetings. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to chime in on some things. Man, you mentioned a lot of stuff, and it just brought a lot of stuff to the surface. Okay, so the song that you guys played, there are several versions of that song. There's another one that's fast. I remember all those songs and powerful stuff. Another powerful song, Everybody is a Star by Sly and the Family Stone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even more powerful now that Cutting Edge Science has actually witnessed stars dying as people were dying in certain areas on the planet.
One of the first occultists to talk about that in detail was actually Aleister Crowley. There's a quote, I don't remember, every man is a star. A star is a sun, you know what I mean? So we know that. We call each other sun. You know, we call each other, what's good sun and what's bad sun. So No. That makes sense. So they finally caught up with that. Bobby Hemmett talks about this. He talked about how he thought a UFO was following him everywhere, and nigga was like, nigga, you lying. He talked about it in the lecture. He said, what? Come outside right now. I'll show you. The whole lecture went outside, and nigga said, well, did you see the star? He said, shit, I wouldn't be lecturing today if we didn't. You know what I'm saying? But then what he figured out was that was his own soul. Then when C. Freeman L. died, what C. Freeman L. told me was certain of us, actually, our light has never even came to Earth. He told me, I'm not even here. And me not being here, meaning my soul is not in my body. What he told me about me was you are actually an avatar. You, instead of falling into creation, you know how to reflect an image of yourself down here to do work. Because if your soul falls down here, you might start falling into the cycles of reincarnation. You're an avatar. Not Sri Ramakrishna. what the fuck is this nigga's name? I know I'm gonna forget right now. His boy, Sri Ramakrishna, told him, I said it on that Kali show, Sri Ramakrishna told his ass, oh no, your soul isn't down here. He said, you can leave anytime you want. I'm trying to look for this nigga's book. Now, Chinanda, yeah, I'll forget a nigga's name, you know, like the pizza guy and shit who came today. Yes, yes. If you look at his death, Sri Ramakrishna predicted his death. He said, you're going to leave on this day, but you're not going to die. You're just going to leave.
Yeah.
And so C. Freeman L., and of those who do not know C. Freeman L., C. Freeman L. was one of the first metaphysical teachers to come on this particular lecture circuit. I have tapes where you see Bobby with his hands folded at a desk of C. Freeman L. He's one of the master teachers who made that transition. So the first thing that was on my agenda, tell me what you got to say, brother. And he went in. So there's certain your light or your soul is still cosmic, and it still reflects that primal source. That represents the star.
Mm-hmm.
But that light is, how would you say, focused on Earth, and that's what we would call your soul sleeping in the human body. Now,
yes,
the ones who know better will not put their – so the ones who are focused on Earth, what's happening is they can get trapped in this dream, if you will. So they just fall into the cycles of reincarnation. The teachers, I don't want to say masters because I don't even the ones who know the score, let's just look at it like that, who've been through
mm-hmm.
the bullshit, kind of
mm-hmm.
know, no, you don't send your soul down there. You got to know how to project yourself down there as an avatar. There's actually another name, and I just cannot remember it. It's not an incarnation, but it's close to incarnation. Incarnation
mm-hmm.
is your soul coming down here. Fuck, it's another carnation type word where you are just reflected. So the first thing C. Freeman L. told me is like, no, your soul ain't down here. Bobby's soul ain't down here. Because, you know, we're asking them based upon us. This wasn't something for the people. This was something for us. You get what I'm saying? Him being in that circle amongst, you know, our all, not just me and Bobby, but everyone's conscious plight. So now, he was like, no, y'all are not down here. So then when I told this to Bobby, then that story that he would always tell about this light that would be following him, he realized that this was his cosmic or the true him that was never down here. It is
yeah.
what is animating the thing we call Bobby Hemming.
Yeah.
He told me the same
yeah.
thing with me. It's animating. So when the sun dies or whatever dies, for some that death is remember, how could that true death or that star that's disappearing, those are people who are getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And their light is going to that, for lack of a better way to explain it, Sirius. Because think about it. If you die,
yeah.
then come back to Earth, what fucking new star would you need to be? You get what
yeah.
I'm saying? So
yeah.
if they're starting to recognize this correspondence, that is bully for us. Because what they're recognizing at this point is that we are getting out. We are not coming back to Earth because there's nothing to come back for. Every thought has been thunk. There's no
oh, yeah.
more work. There's no more work here. See, because prior to that, let's say you were born as Sean and you die, your star would be here. You would just return as fucking Leilani or some fucking body. You get what I'm saying? Your star
yeah,
would not have to leave that particular point. It would just reflect a new type of light for a new type of work. You get what
yeah.
I'm saying? So Leilani, right, so Leilani, because it's the power source. So Leilani may be the excellent cartwheeler, while Sean may know how to paint very good, but it's the same starlight. So when they're seeing,
yeah.
now, I will tell you this based upon channel. When that Obama guy rose up, It's not like Obama's going to save you. And if anybody should think that, you got to get it off your mind. And it's also not like Obama's going to hurt you. If anybody thinks that, get that off your mind. But he does represent an end-time signal or an end-time marker. And that end-time marker, what I was feeling, which was very radical, and I would not say it to anybody because they'd be like, well, what you talking about, Brother Patty? That shit's really, really, really too much for my mind to fathom. What was happening was I seen the whole ancestor realm start to change. Yeah. I'm reminded of this when you said scientists have now started to correlate earthly deaths with the stars that are, remember, there's a gazillion, gazillion, gabillion stars, but the ones that we see are the ones that are reflecting here. And the changes on Earth based upon the Earth's axis and when and how it directly affects certain constellations of stars. So it may be a good time for skateboarders, or it may be a good time for the Malcolm X's, or a good time for the goddamn swimmers based upon how our Earth is receiving starlight information, who becomes the hot shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Based upon the clusters of stars in a certain area. Well, as you pointed out, now that they're seeing this correlation, what they're seeing is us taking off because the work has been done. Ultimately, in all mythologies, Big Dog is supposed to come back. Even in Christianity, Jesus is supposed to come back, start cutting the motherfucker up, saying, what the fuck was you doing while I was gone? But primarily, Osiris, or the realm of Osiris, or the realm of Sirius is supposed to come back. Now, remember, Osiris is called the Great Westerner and supposed to rise in the West. In Washington is the fake white Egypt. Yep. Everything in that motherfucker is white, but it is Kem, Egypt in the West.
Yep.
Every president, they were trying to make the Osirian energy.
Yep.
So what they had to do was put it on a nigger, which was Obama. He's not going to come here to you monkey-ass niggas and say, Hotep. Get that off your mind. But we are supposed to know, because he is supposed to indicate end-time events, where they are supposed to hand the reins back to fucking us. And that's what actually happened with Obama, meaning it was the return of the Osiris. If you look at the regular human that went crazy in the street, Jesus came back. Y'all waiting for this shit on May 12th? No, Jesus came back with Obama, symbolically, because all of these things are symbols. Nothing's going to happen. Oh, actually, there's no guy walking around with a fucking bird's head named Horace. It's not going to happen. It's symbolic. So these symbologies are in play now. They're in play. They're in play. They've been playing that shit down. You niggas been cursing at Obama for the longest, but you don't even know. This is the symbology that you're supposed to be using for your shit. It's all about energy. It ain't about nothing else. What you think about? What do you think it's about? Civil rights? What do you think it's about? Goddamn, a chicken in every pot. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's about symbolic signs that we as symbologists, as decoders, are supposed to see and go, cue, drums, cue, light, curtains. We're on, nigga. Do a tap dance now because we're on.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It's our turn.
We're on.
So it's our turn.
We're on.
With Obama, it's our turn. Spiritually, the whole ancestor realm was fucking jerking off when this nigga was coming. Do you know how many ancestors that came? Everybody, goddamn it, what's that nigga? Cab Calloway came and said, Obama, nigga. I'm like, goddamn, nigga, what's all this shit about? And the nigga told me that little stick I was waving was the staff of Tahuti, bitch. I'm like, goddamn, howdy, 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 ho. Howdy, 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 hey, nigga, I get it now. You know what I'm saying? It was so many niggas. Crispus Attucks. came through. And Christmas Addicts had an Obama button on. How about that? Niggas was like, I was telling the niggas like, well, they said Christmas Addicts ain't real. Nigga, Christmas Addicts is real as you think Jesus is real. Because you still think Jesus helped you on the bus today. So yeah. All of that shit to say, he is as real as in that second dimension, as I mentioned, as anybody else. He came through. And he was saying, Obama. Obama's sitting there going, this shit right here is sick. So that whole astral realm, or that whole Osirian realm, opened up. But it is nothing but the electricity in your walls. If you don't become the appliance to give it direction, then it will sit there. You get what I'm saying? Based upon your emotion. Obama ain't shit. He was seen with that white man. Fuck that shit. Get over it. You know what I'm saying? It's over. So what they're noticing now is they're seeing what they're trying to say. See, when they say something like people dying on Earth and the stars, what they're trying to say is, oh, shit, motherfucker, niggas are starting to leave.
Yeah.
Niggas are starting to leave. Because they're trying to come with our black ass. Because Dan Aykroyd ain't got a star shit. Chevy Chase ain't got a star shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They ain't going where we are. I don't give a fuck how many goddamn zombie movies Milita Jovovich has been in. You know what I'm saying? She better hope we take our ass with her. I quote my man Teferu Azar. That nigga said, George Carlin has said how much niggas are God. Maybe I'll let him into heaven. Maybe. You get what I'm saying? So all of that shit to say, what they can only, as they always been doing, is talking about our story and trying to get in on it. Can they get in on it? Can they get on it? I'll do you one better. I'm radical. Maybe I'm not even radical. I say they can. I say, but what they have to do is become niggas first. So you can call it Earth 2, Earth 75, Titan AE, goddamn Klaxu, or whatever you want to call that shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you can call that shit K-Pax. Wherever the fuck, they going to have to go there and go through some nigga shit like the people of this planet went through, because that's the process. You get what I'm saying? That's the process. They have to connect with that ancient thing. You get what I'm saying? Ain't no way around it. So that's the bright side. You get what I'm saying? The dark side for them is that they was created here, and everything that's going to die here, everything that was manufactured here is going to die. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that because everything transforms. Everything transforms. So we got to, if we're going to say that and be all metaphysical, we're going to have to apply that to the white person's plight. Like I said earlier, but that still ain't our concern. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They got this dumb movie coming out called The Help. You get what I'm saying? They've been trying to get us to help their monkey asses. There's no choice. You get what I'm saying? Based upon their little access to melanin. So there's some fucking movie coming out called The Help. You get what I'm saying? They always niggas is always trying to aspire to the color purple. It is insane. This black woman who's in the movie The Help.
Yeah.
Her last four roles, that bitch was bossing white motherfuckers around. In that movie, Law Abiding Citizen, Jamie Foxx and the dude from 300, she was the mayor. That was the black chick who was the mayor in that. But she was in other shit where she would tell a white person, go get me my coffee. And you already know how I like it, nigga. And they would run and go get. I'm like, oh, this bitch is serious business. But now she did a movie called The Fucking Help. The Help. In the fucking preview, she's holding up the white kid trying to show the little white baby sunshine and breast milk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it never ends. If you remember what I said last, if you remember what I said last week, their greatest, well, Oscar Micheaux, one of the greatest motherfuckers, I've been talking about him, Oscar Micheaux, and he's one of the first. Spike Lee looks up to him. Oscar Micheaux came through Spike Lee, so Spike Lee could do all that shit that he's doing. But Oscar Micheaux, I think it's actually Micheaux, Oscar Micheaux, and he came through. When that nigga talked to me, he said the only weapon these white folks got that is actually working, and it is still temporary, is movies. Movies.
Yeah.
And he took me to this world. He showed me all of these niggas with this red dot in their head. Now, I'm going to tell you how I know, because I'll challenge him to tell me something when I get a channel that I don't know. And this is what he told me that you can kind of say I didn't know, or it still makes you go, oh, okay, okay. And what he told me was white people, and even some of our conscious lecturers been telling us, white people got machines to turn off all the electricity. That EMT field, that electromagnetic field, is what's holding our melanin, our pineal back, and that's why we don't know shit no more, because of our computers, our TVs, our cell phones. And at the end of the day, when on their last thing, they're going to send an EMT blast that shut down all electricity and send us into the Stone Age.
Yeah.
I said, oh shit, that's some serious business. Mm-hmm. Fucking Oscar Micheaux told me, wait a minute, you mean they're going to turn off electricity and all the lights and you niggas got pineal glands?
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, shit, that's an epiphany. These
right.
niggas is frontin'. They will
that's
never,
right.
In fact, they need all of this electromagnetic frequency to keep us silly, and it's still not working. 300 motherfucking people in the chat room tonight. Let me be clear on this. Blog Talk in the beginning, if you got 40 people, you was lucky. Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And most motherfuckers still get 40 people if they are lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people tonight are showing, all these people on Facebook, not just because they're here for me or whatever, all these people on Facebook, all these people on my, this coming together is showing. None of that shit's working. What he said, the closest thing to working is movies. Illusions.
Yeah.
Illusions.
Yeah.
You're in an illusionary world, so we're being controlled by this illusionary concept using our same mythologies against us, our templates.
Well,
so this thing talks to our DNA. It talks to our DNA.
Oh,
that's why
no,
Bruce
that's
Willis,
exactly right.
they put the face of Horus as Bruce Willis, as Colin Farrell, as goddamn Brad Pitt. That is by design. What they're trying to do is show you that your mythology is supposed to be with them. They need to fulfill your story. If we was in their position, we'd do the same shit too. You get what I'm saying? We'll do the same shit too. What else?
Yeah.
What else can you do? You get what I'm saying? What else can you do?
What's interesting is that somebody wants to. I have several friends who are very psychic, most of them women. One of them, we were talking about this, and one of them told me something was funny. She said, and I thought it too, but she said it, she mouthed it. She said, you know, niggas is going to go kicking and screaming into their power.
Shit. Niggas go kicking and screaming. You know what I'm saying? Niggas go kicking and screaming into everything. Because, see, a lot of the shit that we know is based on arrogance. It really is. Based on ego and arrogance.
Yep.
Like I said, you'll even see in the Bible, humble yourself to God. But what that really means, you got to humble yourself to your own power. You don't have to humble yourself to nobody else.
Yes.
You
okay.
all that namaste and all that praying and bowing is because what you're humbling yourself to is you recognizing the God in them. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
as
sir.
You recognizing the God in them. So so that's not even for them. See, that's why I'm not silly enough when the pizza man came and started bowing and crossing his arms and holding his chest. That wasn't to me. He only recognized what I am is what he is. That's why he's even interested. You get what I'm saying? I'm not that stupid enough to think I'm that cool. And I'm not that stupid enough to let niggas who think I'm that cool fuck my shit up. You know what I'm saying? This shit is a...
No,
this shit is
off, that's for sure.
Right. This shit, this you know what I'm saying? Shit. When I was a regular human, I thought I was cool, so I could do that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? I made rap records to look for cool, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. What I recognize and what I said on the show and what I'll repeat again was, I'm honored to meet you, because it's the same thing. Because our connection is the same thing. You get what I'm saying? All of our connections are the same thing. So, well, why Patty say that and don't go off of me? Because we're not connected when you're telling me about this, that, or the other thing. All you have to say is, yo, I learned something, or let me share something with you. All right, that's because that's our connection. You get what I'm saying? So motherfuckers will be like, oh, Patty, he doesn't like humans. Motherfucker, I got about 1,000 humans that are worth me not liking. You know what I'm saying? I got 1,000 motherfuckers who actually did some shit to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know these motherfuckers. Like, you talking about Facebook and MySpace and Twitter. Like, I don't know y'all. Y'all ain't even do nothing. Emailing me at panicpack@hotmail, telling me some shit. Y'all ain't even do it. I got 1,000 motherfuckers who I actually know, who I really can't stand. You get what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Who actually did some shit. Who ain't come up with their hat for the cable.
I guess it's call drop. Brother Panic's call drop. Well, we are live in the remix, everyone, chatting and chilling with Brother Panic. And we're going to continue on. I want to thank you for calling in and sharing with us. We have about 26 more minutes left to go in the forum. I'm sure Brother Panic will be calling back in as well. But we're going to continue on right here live in the forum. And I want to thank you guys. If you're on the phone line, still hold the line. I'm sure Brother Panic will be calling back in. Hopefully he can get back in. If he can't, he'll give me a call. While I have you guys' attention, know that Sunday night, Brother Panic will be live again Sunday night here on The Remix, and we're going to be chatting and chilling a little bit more. I want to give out his information again. Panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack@hotmail.com. To reach Brother Panic for all of those different things that are coming on as well. Also, I want to draw your attention to let you guys know, if you haven't called the Know Your Magic line, you definitely need to do that as well. And that number is going to be 641-715-3800, access code 10569. And hold on just a second, everyone. I'm going to put on a little bit of music and see if I can locate Brother Panic here back on the board. So let's see. Here we go. We're going to listen to, let's see. Wow, we're going to play some music here. Here we go.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need a theme music. No one man can have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody we rollin'. Everybody we rollin'. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world, I see you in the morning. always in nine body, every characteristic of the egotistic. He knows, he's so fucking gifted. I just needed time alone with my own thought. Got treasures in my mind, but couldn't open up my own vault. I sound like creativity, purity, and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me, taking my inner child. I'm fighting for custody with these responsibilities that they entrusted me. As I look down at my diamond and crush the piece, thinking no one man to have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop chipping, I'm chipping off the powder. Till then, that the world's ours. Translation with a whole f***ing nation. They say I was the abomination of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God, now I'm killing this. I know damn well y'all feeling this. I don't need jokes, I'm on my own. I ain't got a power trip. Who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving. What a bad f***.
Everyone, I think Brother Panic is back. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We have about 20 minutes left to go in the form. Peace, Brother Panic, you back with us?
Oh, I'm glad you cut that fucking song off.
It's no dumber than all the other dumb stuff. Yeah, everybody,
you're right about that shit. damn, it's pitiful. We only took two callers.
That's okay. Everybody is loving the share. They are definitely loving the share.
I could do about 8 weeks in a remix just to get even. Okay, so let's just take another caller. Let's take another call. At least try to get some other shit going. But
let's see. Here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like... it looks like from area code 707. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Peace.
Thank you. Excellent. This is Jonas from California, Yahweh. Peace and blessings, Miss Blue, Remix Family, Brother Panic, for your words and your power. Thank you. You guys are master teachers in the occult sciences, and I look to you guys for everything. And Panic, if I must say, we ancestors know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth and knowledge. My question is about Jonah, and in your videos, you mentioned Jonah and the whale, and in your YouTube videos, Myths and Ancient Legends, Bobby Hammett, peace to that brother, starts speaking about Jonah being swallowed by a whale. You're on the road to mental illness. And in Jonah, it also speaks about Jonah in the Quran and the Bible. I just had a question.
Okay,
about
that's a good one. I want to thank you for your compliments. That was a nice compliment. I know it was coming from your heart, and I appreciate it. And we all equal in this, and you're a master teacher too. You get what I'm saying? And so thank you for your compliment. Now, Jonah and the Whale, what I talk about, I usually clown that story because, you know, if you're going to believe the Bible was a history book, then you would have to believe some man went and the whale actually, they'll correct you. Like, it wasn't a whale, it was a big fish. You know, this big fish swallowed some guy, and 3 days later he came out. But the metaphysics of that story, or the occult aspect of that story, is actually Jonah got swallowed in the big fish. The fish is a gateway called the Vesica Pisces.
Right.
And the fish is actually a vagina. If you look at the Vesica Pisces, there are two intertwined circles that create an oval when they're intertwined, which is the shape of a vagina. And you'll see they'll put a dot there, which is the fish's eye or the clitoris. So that's basically a gateway. Him getting swallowed into the big fish is nothing but him going into the third dimension, which is represented as 3 days. You get what I'm saying? Which is represented as 3 days or third dimension. So everyone here has been swallowed by that fish or the vagina and birthed into the belly of the beast, which is third dimension for 3 days. After 3 days or third dimension, you come out of the whale, which is nothing but explaining your goal as an alchemist to get out of this third dimension. You get what I'm saying? Jesus rises in 3 days, talking about third dimension. Shiva destroys the three cities, talking about third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy, the beast, and all the rest of that is nothing but third dimension. So Jonah getting swallowed in the whale is nothing but humanity. And guaranteed, if you looked up the word Jonah, you would probably find something interesting there. If you looked at I even forget the name. What do they call that shit when you look at the words? I know it is. They call it the green language or the language of the birds. But there's another metaphysical deep name that they call it. But when you look at words, the origin of words, they will actually give you a whole other story. A great book on that is... I can't believe I forget that shit too. I'm getting old. What's the black and white book by Suzar Epps?
Mm-hmm.
People often ask me, let me see if I can find it real quick. Suzar Epps. People always ask me what book was my man Tef reading in his video. They always want that book. Well, the book he was reading was called Blacked Out Through Whitewashed. That's the name of the book, Blacked Out Through Whitewashed. And a lot of people don't buy that book because it's a little bit expensive for that book. I think it may be 50, 60 bucks. It may not even be that much now. She did a part one and a part two and it's a sister. Let me point that out.
Sister,
Dr. Suzar Epps. Her name is spelled S-U-Z-A-R. And last name Epps, and she goes into and that's the word I was looking for. See, the shit never fails me. Etymology. They'll say in the occult, you need to deal with the etymology of words. Damien, demon. So Damien, the word Damien means genius. Therefore, demon must mean genius. In its original, before it became some bad thing. And they'll say, this is a little bit more in Kabbalah, they'll do the numerology, whatever it is, gematria or tetragrammaton, one of them things in Kabbalah where they will add up, there's 22 letters in Kabbalah. Those are the 22 paths of the Tree of Life. The 22 trump cards in the Kabbalah, and they all have a symbol. And out of every word that was created, it is rooted in those 22 alphabet. So those 22 alphabet also have numbers that are connected to them. There's a set of 3, a set of 7, and a set of, I can't remember the last one. I'm really bad. 12. You get what I'm saying? The 3 represents 30, right, 7, 3, 12. 7 represents the 7 chakras. 3 represents third dimension. 12 represents the 12 zodiac. All add up to 22, which would be the prison that you're in. If you were to make the 3D box, that box that you was in school when you was bored, you would make a box and the lines that connect, and then it would look like it was coming this way, that way. That's called the 3D box, or the box of third dimension. That's why it's illusionary, and it looks like it's going in two places. If you were to count that, they'll say it has 6 sides and 1 in the middle, 7. It's about third dimension, 3. And every line is 12, 4 to make a box, another 4 to make an 8, and the 4 to connect make the 12 zodiac. And that is the folded or human. If you were to take that same 3D box, and if you can open it up, it becomes a cross. And the Christ energy is how to free you from that. So now, they say in Gematria, and I'm thinking one of those subsets of Kabbalah, they say in Gematria, I believe that is, which is the numbers to letters. So those 22, when you take letters, break them down to that 22 name, they become numbers. They say serpent and Christ have the same number. So in Kabbalah, they look at it, if it's the same number, it's the same frequency. So that would supersede anything. So the serpent on the tree of life, if you will, while we're sitting around, oh, that's bad, he's terrible, he told her to eat that apple, it has the same frequency as the Christ. So now that would make you deduct that the Christ energy is that same serpent. So if you want to know what Jesus is, he's the serpent. You get what I'm saying? So, and there's many more examples. That's or actually, to be more specific, the word Messiah has the same numeric frequency as the serpent. So, so given the apple to Eve and the Eve, you know, which is just a story, telling you that's a messianic act. So, based upon Kabbalah, which supersedes superstition in the Bible, you would say, okay, it has the same number frequency, which means it's the same thing, and that trumps everything. Now, this is also called, where you'll be hard-pressed to find information on this, called the language of the birds, or the language of Tahuti, or the green language. The one person that did a book on this that's fairly good is William Henry. You can only get this book through his site, which I have. And the only reason I really got this book, because Ella Fitzgerald, who someone put up in the chat room, came through and told me, you need to get this book, The Language of the Birds, that scatting is the language or the frequency of the bird song. Remember, she's the queen of scat, who had a voice that could break glass. Shit, when I fucked with Ella Fitzgerald, shit happened. Serious shit. You know what I'm saying? She was in there. She came through the dream and called me by my government name. I'm like, bitch, you don't know me like that. She's like, evidently I do. And she showed me her when she connected with goddamn Louis Armstrong. Shit, y'all don't want to play with that shit. You could fuck yourself up tonight and tonight for real, fucking with that shit. I could I couldn't sleep for 2 days fucking with them. And she called me by my government name like I know her. You know what I'm saying? Like she know me. But then it took me a year later when she came back. She started leading me to Pleiades. In the Pleiades star system, they have a planet called Era. Era, E-R-R-A, and her name is E-L-L-A, Ella. I said, oh, that planet is you. She said, now you're figuring it out. And then she started telling me from Pleiades came the language of the birds.
then, and I might as well say the name while I'm here, and I said these names before, I got something called The Palladian Workbook by Kuan Yin. And then The Palladian Workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ba, or Your Soul, by Amora Kuan Yin. Excellent book. She'll tell you some whole, she does it from channels, and she'll tell you their channels. And some of her shit is off like the Fonzie not eating a hamburger. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of her shit that you can get a lot of shit out of. She talks about a deity that used to haunt her, come and tell her all his shit, and his name was Paolo. And as soon as I read that shit, I said, oh, she's talking about Paolo. The deities of Paolo came to her, because in the Hindu thing, they talk about deities which connect to the Orishas, and they are from Pleiades. And the Apollos are the dark side of the Orishas. You get what I'm saying? So she talks about in the Palladian workbook, and the first book she talked about this, Palladian workbook of Awakening Your Divine Ka, and then she did one for the Ba. Interesting I bring that up, because we talk about the spirit and soul. We talked about that tonight. And in it, she talked about her challenge, which is very good. Now, Ella told me she sits in a planet which is in Taurus. This planet, or Pleiades, is in Taurus. And what's interesting is Ella Fitzgerald has the same birthday as me, April 25th, and we are both Tauruses. So I knew the shit was going down when she came through. And then when she came through the second time, I had a girlfriend that all the goddesses used to come through, and we used to do some stuff. So Ella came down.
We're getting a lot of feedback. I just wanted to let you know, people are saying let me
sit back where I was sitting, because I was walking by my book. When Ella came through, you know what I'm saying? She was coming through that girlfriend, and that's right, you heard it first. It's an exclusive. I had sex with Ella Fitzgerald. So people would say, damn, son, not the old era, Ella. Now, I fucked the young Ella. You know what I'm saying? The young Ella. So, but the energy went to another level. Put me into that Palladian shit. You get what I'm saying? And in those books, they told me an old story. There's also another book, let me go see that real quick, called The Palladian Agenda, Barbara Hand Cloak. So if you want to know, so see, what happened was, when black people started saying we from Sirius, white people started saying, well, we from Palladius. That's not the case. That's not the case. I'm hard pressed. There's nothing I've ever seen, nothing that ever talked to me or challenged that says they have a cosmic origin. They have an earthly origin. Like I said, the benefit of the doubt is they may gain one, but they have to earn that. So from the Palladian system came the language of the birds. Now, the language of the birds, or the language of Tahuti, is basically that same shit that we've been doing, but maybe not focus on talking about the etymology of words. Get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right.
You get a root
right.
word, and you can say, well, that's from the root word of this. The name Richard means dick, and means penis, and it means you are this, and that's Osiris, and blah, 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 blah. That's the language of the birds. The only person that really did it was that William Henry book called The Language of the Birds. So, but even that is a lie, because the sister that did it is called Suzar Epps. Blacked out through whitewash. She goes into the name Mary Magdalene, angels, anything you could name in this shit, she'll tell you the origin, where it started, how it started. You will become a scholar. You will become a scholar just based upon the language of the birds, because the language of the birds is your metaphysical occult language.
So if you want to start somewhere, you can start there to start speaking our language. She'll tell you what.
Right.
If you say
right.
An, Anu, Anubis, give them saying the Sumerian. See, here's a great example. The Sumerian
and we have three
god.
Minutes left to go
okay.
for everyone in the chat room.
For the chat room. So let me say this real quick. The Sumerian god Anu later on became Anubis. You get what I'm saying? So if you're stuck and you learn everything about Anubis, if you know the language of the birds or start to deal with these root words, the Palladian understanding of these words and how they connect, Anubis, you now connect to Anu. And then you have a whole new understanding of Anubis. Or know why Anubis became Ansar or Osiris. Give what I'm saying? Anu became Ansar, A-N. You get what I'm saying? Ansar. So Suzar Epps. Suzar Epps, Blacked Out Through Whitewash, Part 1 and Part 2, is a must for anybody who's trying to really start making correspondences.
Yeah.
And all I talk about is correspondences, how to take this and right. make it that and understand that. Suzar Epps is that. Okay, Jonah and the Whale was your question. All right, so all that's just about third dimension. But we there, and I know Blue has to close out the chat room, but those on the phone, we're going to keep going.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Panic. Thank you, Miss Blue,
yes,
for strengthening my heart, and my soul leaps for joy. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Ashe, Yahweh, Infinity.
Ashe. That brother right there, I feel his compliments. I feel his compliments. I really do. Thank you, brother.
Yes.
I appreciate your compliments. They humble me. They humble me, brother. I'm glad to have talked to you.
All right, everyone. Well, we're going to get ready to close out. We'll probably keep going here as we continue. I want to go ahead at this time and let you know. I know you guys are saying that the chat rooms are full so that you cannot – the chat rooms are full so that you cannot get into the chat room. Well, here's what I want you to do. Definitely, you can download. So we'll be back Sunday night. Brother Panic will be back Sunday night. We'll be doing the show then. So you can always catch back up on Sunday night so that you can definitely get in on that show. Download. Also, I want to let everybody know, if you didn't catch the shows last week, you definitely want to do that. Brother Bobby was here. Brother Panic was here, of course, if you know. And to reach Brother Bobby Hemet, you can call him at 678-358-1055. Get that picture packet and definitely get the mirror. You want to get on all of the stuff that he has there, some powerful stuff there. Let him know Miss Blue sent you. Reach Brother Panic. You know you can call, email him at panic. PANICPAC@hotmail.com. And you guys know how to reach me here at The Remix, right here on Blog Talk Radio, The Remix. So we're going to keep going. Don't forget to download. Where is Brother Panic? Is he still on the phone? Where is he? We still have time to go. And I see you guys on the phone line. Hold on, this board is doing some crazy things. Do me a favor, Brother Panic. Press a 1 for me so that I can find you. Wow. So let's see. I know Brother Panic is here. And Wow. Wow. I know Brother Panic is here. Let's see. There he is. Peace. Are you there?
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm back.
What happened?
I don't know. I did press 1, like he said. It said I'm now in the host queue. But, yeah, I didn't go anywhere. I was hearing the whole conversation.
Okay. I'm like, what happened?
They're doing some new shit in there.
Yes, it's all jazzy over here, so I have to kind of get used to this a little bit. But everything is here, and definitely letting everybody know how to reach out, how they can connect as well. I want to thank everybody in the chat form, everybody listening all over the world. Big shouts out to everyone. Big shouts out to Mark, the brother in Japan, and all of the international listeners. I know you guys got up pretty early for this show here, and it is definitely appreciated. Are you still with us, Brother Panic?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because they got a little note up here telling me that that call has dropped. Maybe that was from earlier.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, well, we're going to keep going. We still got a lot of people in the queue. We probably have a little bit more time that we can actually continue to record, you know, on the download. And so I'm with it if you're with it. So that's what's
sure thing.
All right, well,
sure,
we're going to go
sure
to
thing.
We're going to go to the next caller. Press 1 if you guys are on the phone line and you have a question for Brother Panic. So let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my blue. This is Bretta, and I'm calling you from South Carolina.
Okay. Greetings to you, Bretta. Thanks for calling.
Bro Panic, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. The question I had is in regards to the research that I'm doing for my master's thesis. It's on psychiatry and looking at, I guess, the areas of occult science and metaphysics and how there's such a gap with Western psychiatry. So I just wanted to know, what was your opinion on the occult science and how it relates to mental illnesses, specifically like schizophrenia and bipolar? And I know you had a sister at one time. You said you actually have kind of helped her instrumentally, and I'm going to shoot you some questions offline about that situation. But just wanted to get you in.
No. This is the help herself. Let me be clear on that. She helped herself, and she found a way in, you know, she's around. She probably was listening tonight. But she helped herself with it, which is even better, meaning she found it on her own, something in her told her how to get her own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it sounds like that's clear. You were listening to Friday's show. When you were listening to the Friday show, I talked about Carl Jung, and I talked about Sigmund Freud. Psychiatry is basically the focus of the subconscious mind. The occult, if you want to bridge those things, but I don't want to say if you want to bridge those things, how you bridge those things is how to awaken the subconscious mind where all the information lies.
Mm-hmm.
So psychiatry, what they're doing is they understand your behavior is driven by the subconscious mind. So the idea is to sit down in a chair and start to pinpoint a particular part, I don't want to say a particular part of your subconscious mind, but let's say to get into the subconscious mind to try to only answer one problem. You get what I'm saying? So if you bite your nails or you like stabbing kittens, whatever it is, they realize you don't like stabbing kittens because you like stabbing kittens. What they realize is you like stabbing kittens because some shit in you happened. You know, you can watch Showtime, you can watch Dexter on Showtime and see that's what that's about. So what they're trying to do is get to your subconscious mind, make you realize it, or out of darkness, bring it into the light, and then you can start to work on your issue or your problem. That's what consciousness is all about. That's what know thyself is all about. Psychiatry is just say, I'm going to help you know thyself, and you're going to cut me a check for it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's the same thing. It's just a slower process guided by another person. So instead of know thyself, is pay this guy to help me with thyself. You know what I'm saying? So in all actuality, if you were saying, no, I do want to help myself, because as you're saying, the person that's talking to the fire hydrant or speaking to their dog, that's crazy by our standards. But by an occult standard, humanity itself is crazy. Your ass getting up going to work is crazy.
You making your son get his GED is fucking crazy. You wanting to be anything down here on the occult or spiritual side is looked as crazy. So everything in humanity is looked at as crazy. We just have a new crazy within the realm of crazy. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Within the realm of crazy. I've seen a documentary today all about stress. They was talking about baboons versus us. They said the only thing that creates stress in the animal kingdom, let's just say for zebras, is a lion on their ass. And they said then they chill out after that. They said for us, rent, taxes, your kids, Chinese food.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Fucking chemtrails. You know what I'm saying? Gas money. Obama. Osama. Bin Laden. You know what I'm saying? So they said, and then they showed you all the systems and all the fucked up shit that follows suit. You get what I'm saying? From stress. So, no. We are crazy. You get what I'm saying? We are in straight up crazy, just being human, talking about we normal. In fact, the ones who we are calling crazy actually went sane. They went sane. But it doesn't sit well in this society. They went sane, but they don't know how to take their sanity to cultivate it to still get along here. So what you have is the same ones you could say are the conscious ones. And let me be clear. This is personal. My mother went crazy, certified. Get a check to this day. So this is something that I know well, but I'll do you one better. All she ever said to me was, guess what? You a god. So that's real.
Wow.
That's real. Niggas take a whole lifetime to figure that shit out. She said that to me when I was 9 years old. You a god, and we used to hang on Saturn. So is she crazy? Is she crazy? You get what I'm saying? If you're applying a standard to it, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
She gets a check. You get what I'm saying? She gets a check and somebody saying, are you taking your medication?
Right, right.
But the shit she used to say was fucking amazing. I'm like, oh, shit. I said, yeah, me, you, and your sister, we used to dance on Saturn a lot. That's where the party's at. She told me recently, she said, shit, I cannot wait till this Holocaust is over. Because I get my compensation for this bullshit. That's profound. You get what I'm saying?
That's profound.
You get what I'm saying? Psychiatry has become nothing but a way to get a check.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I just explained to you was a very hard life if you were a child. So my sister didn't come out as shiny and was telling me, I've been going to my psychiatrist for 10 years. I'm like, what the fuck? That long? I've read books where a psychiatrist said if you went for 2 years, I failed you. And we having the same conversations we had when we were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So what's crazy and what's normal? You get what I'm saying? That's the first thing we need. That's the first thing we need to ask. What we're really talking about, and what I was talking about with the sister, she was always normal. What she needed was medicine to get along in this society. In this society. Psychiatry comes from a dumbed-down version of occult shit, you know, the end. So what she did instead of taking the meds was call on spirits to give her the prescription she needed to act like you. To act like me. You know what I'm saying? To be able to say, thank you, yes, I would like another cookie. You know what I'm saying? That's all she did was be able to say that. But the shit she was talking was real. I'm a firsthand witness of that shit. The shit I thought my mother was talking was a Holocaust. Now I find it to be motherfucking profound.
Right. What do you think about the meds in terms of the effect it has on the subconscious? I mean, I know physiologically it has this effect.
It really doesn't. Listen closely. I want you to even listen to your own question. It has no effect on the subconscious. If it did, it would cure you. You have to take the meds to shut down the conscious, to shut down not saying what it is you really feel. If it had an effect on the subconscious, which is where all of this comes from, then those people would be cured. Because you would say, the subconscious is what we define as crazy and why I'm saying it. The meds had an effect on my subconscious, so now I'm cured. No, the effect, the meds has a surface effect. It makes you want to say, look, and I'll do you one better. My mom's been on meds in the motherfucking 70s when the answer was shock treatment, real talk. I see my mother come home with some shit. This is trauma. You know what I'm saying? Now she don't like to fuck with the meds, and this is the update. But even on the meds, she'll have an epiphany. She was on the meds when she told my ass, nigga, we are gods, and I cannot wait to get paid because of the shit I did to bring you here.
Wow.
You can do nothing but shit on yourself after you hear that, if you conscious. If I'm trying to be human, I'm like, shit, the meds ain't working. Up the dose. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, shit, this is unbelievable. you get what I'm saying? So, like I said, I talked about it on Friday's show, the id, the ego, and the super ego, how they were trying to separate these things, and they still wage war on them instead of raising them up and understanding what it is you're getting. The conscious mind is supposed to cultivate that shit into a societal functioning thing. So the shaman in an African village was allowed to be the most kookiest. But then he would take his kooky information, give it to the kings and the elders, and then they would make it normal. We need to move to the West now. We need to do a rain dance. We need to stop eating this and start eating this. We need to stop hunting buffalo and start doing this. But the shaman was the crazy man. You're like, what the fuck is he talking about? The shaman was called, in our day, the old dirty bastard. You know what I'm saying? Old dirty bastard was on stage. Right, your crazy uncle walked downstairs in his boxes when you got company. You follow what I'm saying? So old dirty bastard on stage going, hey, that's motherfucking what the shaman was doing. And then you would listen to what they say. But the elders, you could look at the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan, who still to this day try to explain to you the majesty of old dirty bastard. Look, ODB said this, ODB said that, ODB. Because what they're talking about, it was a control form of, what we can call now as a control form of crazy. But what we but what we look at now as just plain crazy. Oh, Dirty B, that nigga's crazy. He was barely functional. When you go, oh my God, what the fuck is he talking about? He would do a record with Mariah Carey, and you go, okay, I get it now. And then as soon as that nigga be sitting there going, make a song, I want pussy. You like, oh my God.
Right.
But then you like, what the fuck is this? And then the next thing. Yeah. He's on the phone. He's doing a song with SWV. Then you're like, okay, maybe you balancing it out. So it was enough to make you call him sane by today's standards. But the shaman, though, that motherfucker was in channel. He was sitting there going, hey, nah. And you're like, oh, this nigga's in channel. I didn't even know until after I did the ODB's fucking lecture that I did that he was doing Indian sounds. Hey, I'm like, oh shit, he's doing Indian. I didn't know he was doing hey, Indian sound. I never knew that. Oh, whoa. I'm sitting there going, oh shit, he's doing that fucking Cherokee, Comanche, Sinicot shit. And then he said his parents are the Sinicot. He made a song, my grandfather sold Manhattan to the white man or some shit like that because his ancestors were the Sinicot Indians that sold Manhattan for $20. He said that shit. He knew that shit. He knew that shit. They showed in the documentary his grandfather was like, I'm a Sinicot Indian, nigga. And he was crazier than the motherfucker in the video. So that to say, what are we calling crazy? You get what I'm saying? Or Freud and all of them was just trying to make people normal for society. But normal for society is crazy. Carl Jung would kind of speak on that. But Sigmund Freud, who I talked about last Friday, became famous, so he didn't say that no more. He didn't say that no more. He started saying, yeah, nigga, we're going to show you how this is broken down. But the real deal was all your story was in your subconscious mind. And in fact, you could say, like, based upon laws of attraction or whatever you want to call it, there was, look at it this way. If you got attacked by a dog when you were 7 years old, you may be 21 years old and scared of dogs. You don't know why. You see a dog, you pee yourself. So you say, I want to go get a psychiatrist and figure out why. So you're talking about your mother, talking about your father, you're talking about your first date. Then boom, while you're talking, you say, oh, my goodness, my uncle took me to a Frisbee game. And then a dog came, took the Frisbee, bit my uncle, this and now I get it. So now you brung out of darkness into light this experience, out of the subconscious into your consciousness. Then you start to go to meetings. Then you start taking, you know, then you start reading your books. And then you start saying, today I'm scared of dogs, but today I will take my first step at a canine institution. Today I will walk in the gate. Today I will do this. Get what I'm saying? Because now you understand what's going on. So what you're talking about is psychiatry is telling you, fuck what you feel. Right. You need to start overcoming it to become a functioning member of society. So they broke that. See, the occultist is saying, no, I need to get in my subconscious mind to become that crazy god that think I can build a fucking pyramid. They're saying, no. You're under the illusion that you could build a pyramid. Let me show you. You need to go into this so you can see why you don't need to build a pyramid and why you need to take your ass to work like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you need to be the one in Walmart looking for the cheapest pack of sausage so you can tell your honey bunny that you got a great deal today as you whip that shit up with some onions and green pepper. So And I was going to say, the idea is recapturing the subconscious mind. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And they tell you that you're crazy. You're crazy. It's crazy. That's crazy talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can call my mom tonight. Mom, what happened when we was on Saturn? That's my new shit. You know what I'm saying? Before my shit was, mom, what you have for dinner? You know, I call her, mom, what you have for dinner? What you have for lunch? What you going to eat tomorrow? You talk to Aunt Yo Kevin? You know what I'm saying? You got enough pajamas, enough covers.
You was on the basic stuff, but you know now.
Now, shit. What happened when we was on Saturn and shit? Did I have horns? You know what I'm saying? I was on that shit. Did I have horns? Was I naked?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Was I naked? Could I pop walk? Could I moonwalk? Was we smoking marijuana?
Right.
I was 7 years old. Smoke that. It was marijuana. Smoke that. She said, remember when we used to smoke this shit and then do the hustle? No. But shit. Now I would like to. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell your grandmother I gave you this.
All right, yeah, that's good. I deeply appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, sis.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Mom Blue.
All right, peace. All right, we're going to continue here to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in, let's see, from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 215? Okay, they must be listening. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greeting.
Hold tip. My name is Brother Knowledge. I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
What up?
What's going on? Brother Pan, I got a whole bunch of questions for you. I've been listening to your show religiously for, let's say, the past 6 or 7 months.
My sister live out there by you. Did you hear the show when I talked about that? Do you know Nina and Summer? Are they both conscious? Do you know them? Oh, man, something screwy here. No, I'm just joking.
South Carolina is a big place. Okay, what's your question? I don't know about a whole lot of them, but what's your question?
Okay, yeah, my question is, what do you think about Malachi Z. York and the whole Luwapian movement and what happened with him, and the further development of what's going on with that?
Hey, it is what it is. If you love it and you're involved in it, then more power to you. But I would ask you this question. What do you think about what I've said tonight and many other nights?
Oh, well, it's decent. It's good information, though.
Then that's the most important thing to focus on. You get what I'm saying? For everybody. Whatever resonates with you is supposed to resonate with you. Whatever you're here to do, you're supposed to be here to do. So it's not even about my opinion. My opinion is irrelevant. You know what I mean? And that's actually what I've been saying tonight. You know, it's not really about me. It's about how to activate yourself. So, that's what I say to that.
Okay, okay. What about the whole conscious community, like, the 5%ers and, the Nuwapians? You think they ever have like a united, understanding or whatnot? That's mainly my question.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They already told you that answer in the Matrix. We all came to do what we came to do.
Right.
And that's that. We all came to do what we came to do. So I guess what I'm trying to get at with you is, like, it doesn't matter my opinion. I'm not a preacher. You get what I'm saying? Even if I gave you a specific opinion, who gives a fuck? It's not going to change nobody's opinion about nothing. In other words, if you was a Boy Scout and I said the Boy Scouts are full of shit, if somebody got out of it, they only use me as the excuse that they were stealing anyway. The other half would say, what are you talking about, you crazy motherfucker? The Boy Scouts are the greatest thing that ever happened. So, in other words, what I'm trying to say is those type of questions are irrelevant. This is about know thyself. So if I say something that triggers something for you, then I've done my job. If I don't, then what I'm saying ain't for you, and it doesn't really hurt my heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get a whole bunch of people to do this or do that. So long story short, these type of things are irrelevant. It's what you feel that matters. So again, as I said, these are questions that you need to ask yourself, not me. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about this? So these are the things I've often urged people to ask themselves, not ask me. I'm not, I'm not Creflo Dollar or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not here to direct you and say, well, I think that's bad, so you should think that's bad. That's a jip to you. You know what I'm saying? That's dishonor to you. If you say they're great.
Go ahead, bro.
Now, I was going to say, if you feel they're great and you found light from it, then who am I to stop your light? How disrespectful would that be?
Okay. Are you going to go on like a tour, like what Bobby does with lectures or whatnot? There's a few people that told me to ask you that. Are you going to start producing more DVDs or whatnot?
Nah, Bobby Hemmer does not do tours. What he does is he comes from a time where this was an underground network. There was no internet and even none on the horizon. So which I see, and I don't think anyone would complain, which it was a very magical time. He would have this information, and people who were seeking this information became the underground network that supported not just Bobby, Brother Phil Valentine, Dr. Del Blair, Joe Colcrum. So before this shit has become sign-on and username and how many people are in the fucking chat room, there was a underground network
of people who seek conscious information, which was very hard to get. So it wouldn't be about him going on tour as if he would say, well, I'm going to show up in South Carolina. You motherfuckers better
right.
be there and buy my T-shirts. It was like people from South Carolina have organized amongst themselves and said, we need to bring Bobby Hemmett in. And then they would say, what we need to do next is find him a place to stay and be able to compensate him for his work. So that's what would happen. And then all of the, in from 1993 until now, what you see, and he has close to 1,000 takes, of, and those are from 1,000 people who decided to get together to get him, to bring him out to their location. This was a network of people, not a tour. He wasn't just going from city to city like he was Morris Day or some shit. This was a spiritual underground movement that can only come about by spiritual help, if you will, or spiritual divine calling, let's say that. So it's not what I – and what he will tell you, he never – made the idea in his mind that he would talk to people and raise them up. The people said, we want you. Steve Coakley is the one that said, you need to be talking to the people, because he was just sitting around talking to Steve Coakley trying to gain knowledge, because Steve Coakley would do lessons. He said, no, I need to put you in front of the people. And he did, and then the people wanted to hear him.
Right.
So he didn't organize a tour. This shit ain't Nas and 50 Cent. He didn't organize no tour. The people called for that information out of him. So it is very spiritual, and where he is from the time that was happening, which is still happening now, it's not an old time,
yeah.
is because right. the people came together to make it so. To make it so. So am I going on tour? Fuck no, I'm not going on tour. My name is not fucking Mobb Deep. You get what I'm saying? And not trying to say that to you, you know, personally. It's
yeah.
not Mobb Deep. What the people want is to hear me on Miss Blue's show. And me, the only thing I can be is a tool for people. So that's where it is. That's where it will be. 1,000 and a gazillion motherfuckers ask me to be on this show. They don't even ask that much anymore because they already know the answer. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. Bobby did exactly what he was supposed to be. It's a spiritual calling. It's not no tactic. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if let's just say the people in your town says, we must have panic here. They come with it and they do that, then I listen to the spirit. I don't listen to anything else but, okay, I got to do it. I only do, let me take you back. Even when Miss Blue asked me to do it, I was like, whatever. In fact, me and Miss Blue started talking because I was just trying to hook Bobby up because he doesn't fuck with the internet. But
right.
it took me the next day after Miss Blue put her shit down on my black ass, I said, you know something? I got to do it. It's not even my decision. I got to do whatever you fucking say do. Don't take advantage, motherfucker. Long story short, 25
right.
to 30 shows later, with Miss Blue, you have what you have, because it's not me saying, this is how I'm going to work my goddamn shit. It's about, well, this is where it needs to stay. And like I said, a lot of people ask me, to you know, put on my goddamn dancing shoes and come dance. Europe, wherever. All the dazzling shit that motherfuckers want to do. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it. It never comes about. The spirit moved me to be here. I guess this is what I'm supposed to do, and it is what it is. So if somebody feels I need to be someplace spiritual and they relay that to me, I haven't been failed yet by spiritual. Spirit,
right.
So all I have to say, it's not a tour, it's not a hustle, it's not the next level for me, because I'll do you one better. I already got DVDs in that fucking circuit before there was such a thing called Blog Talk Radio. I already had DVDs.
Right.
So if I wanted to cultivate just talking in front of motherfuckers, that's you know, that's already been done. So all of that to say, you know,
if they want it to happen, show me some spiritual reason why I need to be there, and I'm a slave to that if I'm going to be a slave to anything.
Yeah, I mean, okay, one of the reasons why I called this your show, because I didn't know you had a show tonight. My man's Mark Hotep or whatever, he was telling me, and I kept hearing Hanuman, and I kept getting the Hanuman energy or whatnot, and I don't know how you connect with Hanuman, but it kept coming in the whole time I was listening to your show, you know, because I started going to the on the computer.
Interesting
yeah,
you bring
the
that
up. But, not, but I kept hearing the monkey sound and stuff like that, especially when you were talking about moonwalking. And I was saying the other day that Hanuman looked like MJ to me. And I was like, that's crazy,
yeah.
You know. But
the whole time you talked,
it kept coming in real strong.
Yeah. That's interesting. You didn't need to redeem yourself, but since I don't have a better line, you fucking redeem yourself. You're the next. You know what I'm saying? You didn't do nothing that you need to redeem yourself, but I don't know how to express how you are right on point right now. Because one of the stories I was going to bring up was about the monkey god. Last year I told people I was going to do a show on the monkey god. And let me express some personal shit right now, nigga. Right now. There was. My father had a girlfriend. And, you know, his second girlfriend. She became a stepmother, but we were a little bit old for that to be a stepmother. So for all intents and purposes, that was his bitch. Now, she had some sons and this is in the South Bronx, you know what I'm saying, the poorest of the poor. This is still when the South Bronx was participating in the world's asshole, you know what I'm saying? Like now that shit is, you know, that shit is about Fat Joe and Big Pun. But before that shit, look at the movie Wild Style and you get that shit off your mind, even Beach Street. South Bronx, the middle of the goddamn, this shit was some Lebanon shit. So he was there, you know, so, you know, the kids of that, his kids didn't look, you know, they kind of didn't, you know, they wasn't cute in the today's day. Now, not from the African-American Whoopi Goldberg standards, you know, they are that black beauty, but we talk about from, you know what I'm saying, disco dancing, Madonna and Lady Gaga status. They didn't do it. Now, she had one son named Pumpkin. That name alone, to tell you what, Pumpkin. Pumpkin's father used to call him fat black with a cherry tongue. Pumpkin was not handsome, but he was the sweetest motherfucking nigga you can have in your corner. Pumpkin was always down to go to the store for little shit. Pumpkin, let me get a 5-cent candy. Can you go to the store? He'll go to the store for a 5-cent candy. No beef. Stutter. You know what I mean? That nigga. One day, you know, they have, especially in New York, the parking meters. Parking meters go up to about your chest. So I'm hopping the parking meters. I'm like, yo, Pumpkin, you can do it. Pumpkin, you can do it. I can't do it. No. Like, my father got the same name as me, so everybody called me Junior. No, Junior. So, Pumpkin, come on, Pumpkin, you can do it. Pumpkin tried to hop the fucking meter. Pumpkin's hand went up on the meter. Pumpkin got his groin up to the meter and paused. This nigga just flipped 360 and landed all the way on his head. Ooh, bing! His whole head swolled up the size of a fucking Wilson basketball. So
wow.
I'm walking. I said, oh, Punk ain't going to sell me. Everybody, you know, because I was always a fuck-up. So I know Punk ain't going to sell me. He's going to tell me. I tell him to do that shit. Punkin never sold my black ass out. Pumpkin said, I tried to do it. Like, what the fuck made you hop a pole, nigga? He's like, I don't know. I just tried to do it. I said, oh, Pumpkin. And he took him to the hospital, all that good shit. Pumpkin was a trooper. So for years, Pumpkin. You know, I would then, for years when I'm old, I would visit every once in a while. They was the one, you know, it was the hood. So they was always the one who had the New Year's party and all that.
You know, so New Year's Five would go. One time I went, Punky was in the bathroom, just with vomit all over himself. Hey, Junior. Hey, Junior. I'm like, yo, son, what the fuck happened to you? He's like, I was drinking. I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So now I said, before I moved to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to visit everybody, you know. And when I go, I don't want to say it's depressing, but it's hood, kid. It's hood, hood. But Punkin's mom's was definitely, I mean, I've seen it in the spiritual world. It's the Lama Dama energy, and it's powerful.
Mm.
And so I respect that. And even as a human, I respect it because even after she was with my father, she came through on a surrogate mother level. Now, went to see him before I left. Punkin had scabies all over his body. This nigga had some shit. I thought I was telling Blue about Punkin. I don't think it was. I was talking to somebody about Punkin.
Yeah, you did Punkin, tell me about
it. I was like, yo, Punkin had all this shit up. His skin looked so fucked up. He was shaking my hand, and I was like, yo, I couldn't stop itching for like 2 days. I was like, damn, what the fuck happened to Punkin? But what happened, what they used to do, Punkin had an older brother named Papa. They used to work in a butcher shop. So they used to have all this touching that bacteria all day under their skin. They used to have these levels of shit, and their nails would turn black and all. This shit spread around Punkin's fucking body. This nigga looked like the fucking Elephant Man. You know, he had asthma, diabetes, and all that shit. Now, they called me when I was out in Atlanta. This is about a month and a half ago. They started calling me. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? Now, Papa was already on oxygen. That was the older brother. I thought he was a goner for sure. So when they was calling me, I knew somebody died. I was hoping, well, you know, on a certain level, it wasn't the mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know. Really, if you want to know, I was hoping because I know there's a lot of spiritual work I would have to do. So, but sure enough, they called me and was like, yo. I'm like, what's up? They're like, Punkin died. I'm like, oh, shit, Punkin? He said, yeah, he died Friday, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, damn, Punkin's gone. All right, no problem. I know I'm going to get down. I know that's going to be power. So, boom. She also had a sister who died maybe 10 years before. So, boom. So I'm going to see what's up. Boom. She said, I got him. She took him. She, remember, they was from the ghetto. So, when I contacted her, she told me she was on a European tour. She took me to the shit that she was going through in Europe, and it was Moorish monuments that she was taking to me. It was like I was on vacation with this motherfucker when I was fucking with her. She would take me to all these parks and these locations. So I knew she was cool. She was like, and then on a drunk night, I told her other sister, look, I be talking to your sister. What do you mean? You know, it was on that shit. And then, but then I said, she's taking me all around Europe. She said, oh my God, before she died, she said she wanted to go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it authenticated some shit. So that made the conversation more logical. She wanted to go to Europe. She always wanted to tour Europe when she took me. So now she said, who's been dead 10 years, I got him. So I said, I'm going to get Punky because he's still a brother now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Babies and all. So now, first night I went, Punky said, I need to get adjusted. So, all right, I need to get acclimated. He was one of the most humble guys where you would look at that as he was a sucker. He'd do anything you say, but that's a form of compassion in the heart, and that's a form of Hanuman. The ultimate servant to the heart. Rama and Sita represented those two. Those snakes in the Kundalini cross each other in the caduceus, but they cross at the heart. Rama and Sita represent that 2 points, which Hanuman held them in their heart. Hanuman represents, or the monkey kingdom, as the king of the monkey kingdom, represents chaos. Chaos is melanin in the blood.
Right.
Now, so
Punkin, on another night, he came through. He started showing me some sexual shit, and I said, okay, that makes sense, because you wasn't getting no pussy, you know what I'm saying, on Earth. Like, your heaven your heaven should just be a fucking orgy, you know what I'm saying? Started showing
right,
me that,
right.
which would be the first thing I would do, you know what I'm saying, if I was that nigga. As soon as I get there, I'm pulling my drawers down, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, look at all these titties, pulling my drawers down. So I knew that was going on. And he would come, and then me and my lady went to an African store. And we were looking, you know, they have all their little knickknacks. And then there was this fucking monkey. And the monkey was hanging over the shit, holding some other shit to sell, which was fucking Punkin. He was the motherfucker who would do anything for you. I said, how much is that? The African guy said, oh, man, you about to take my ultimate employee off my hands. I said, do not worry. I will give him a job. You know what I'm saying? He's not coming to my house to be unemployed for decorations. This nigga is coming to work. I didn't realize it was Punkin yet as the Monkey King. And when I tell you, I'm going to try to get a picture of Punkin to put it. This nigga looks like a straight-up ape. Mangani. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And, you know, you can say that. Well, that would be, on the Earth level, that's some disrespectful shit. You look like a monkey. You know what I'm saying? But on the spiritual level, we talking about Hanuman, the goddamn Monkey King.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And Hanuman's role is the ultimate homeboy, the ultimate count on nigga. When you wanted a pizza and didn't want to walk 10 flights, Punkin would do it. Punkin
would do it.
You need to think of the name. The nigga name is Punkin. You know what I'm saying? Come on. We need to think about that shit. Now, the last night that Punkin came, this nigga showed me himself throne, comedic dress, and all that shit. I'm sitting there going, Punkin, you know what I'm saying? I'm open. You know what I'm saying? I put the monkey as one of the centerpieces on my goddamn coffee table. You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
and to resurrect that shit, I also bought from that same African store a fertility piece.
Mm.
Because the way the monkey is, he's holding, his hand is out, and it's got a hole in it to hold shit. It's almost saying, look, nigga, I'm here to help your ass. That was Punkin shit. You know what I'm saying? Punkin, go get me some double mint. You know what I'm saying? Some juicy fruit.
Okay.
No problem, Junior. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, hopefully.
The only time I ever seen him protest, I ever seen this nigga protest, I was like, yo, you know, because Gap was the shit. So I used to have a lot of Gap shirts. I was the shirt nigga. Even to this day, I'm the shirt king. I got two closets just dedicated to shirts.
Right.
I always thought you could wear the same pair of jeans, but your shirts are what matter. You know what I'm saying? Niggas say, how many fucking shirts you got? I'm the shirt nigga. So I gave Punkin some shirts, you know what I'm saying? So I had the striped green Gilligan shirt. That was fly, you know what I'm saying, in 1987. Right. So I'm like, yo, Punkin, I ain't giving you my Gilligan shirt, you know what I'm saying? You out of order right now. He's like, fuck that, I ain't giving it back. I'm like, what? What? From Punkin? So I'm like, yo, look, Punkin, man, you can keep that shit. You know, something says you're supposed to have that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, that goes, so that's the only time Punkin was out of order. This nigga would do anything. I mean, he was the absolute president. And I remember saying when I seen him the last time with all those scabies, I felt so bad. I was like, okay, bro, I'm going to see you, bro. And he looked at me and said, all right, bro. And we never did that, even though we're stepbrothers. Never did none of that mushy shit. But I don't want to go as far as say I knew he was going, but I knew that was the last time I was going to see him.
Right.
So long story short, this interesting homeboy brings up the Monkey King. I was going to tell one of this story earlier, but we got into Jason getting fucked by a canine. So a lot of shit didn't add up a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, shit went another direction. But it's interesting he brings that up, that he was hearing the Monkey King tonight because he was hearing Punkin, who needed to hear his story. And
yes.
That's right,
and you
nigga,
know,
I said Punk. I know Punkin sounds funny, but his name was
Punkin.
Nathaniel. His real name was Nathaniel. Nathania. So it is what it is.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, I want to say this because I don't want us to get cut off before we get ready to close off it. I'm going to let you kind of close that up to let everybody know. Sunday night, we're going to be back live in the Remix with Brother Panic, chatting and chilling again. And we'll do that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We'll probably do that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. That's the Sunday show that's live, and that'll be up as well. You know, a few weeks ago, I did, because I had a channel that came through on Monkey King, the Monkey Chant, and I actually did, on the Know Your Magic line, I actually did a piece on that about the Monkey Chant, and I got so many people who emailed me and was like, I want that, where'd you get it from? And that's an interesting story. We'll have to talk about that one day. But I'm going to give you a few minutes.
We should talk about that now because that's motherfucking Punkin on that. That's Punkin in the all stars.
Well, that's what the whole time you were saying it, because I woke up, me and Sister Manya, we usually do the Know Your Magic line. We do it like at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, some old crazy stuff. But that particular night, I went to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, I just really had this energy to go to YouTube. So I said, well, I'm going to go ahead before I start doing my work. Let me just kind of go ahead and do sort of a blue crystal real quick. And instantly it said, you need to find this information on Hanuman. So I went to go look for that. And then I went back to YouTube, and all of a sudden I was typing in something, and I typed in monkey, and the monkey chant came up instantly and said, you need to do this. You need to do this. I took some notes on the dream that I had before that, but that particular blue crystal, I got so many people saying, what was that energy? It had a lot of that energy. And even in the video, because it was in a movie where they did the monkey chant, and it is a real thing where you do, and a lot of it involves the hands, of course, and you're doing the movements of the monkey, really symbolically, yes, of how you can really not only release that energy, but what I was shown is that it actually opens up the heart chakra for more love, and also releasing those things so that you can have that giving heart, but giving to your higher self. So you are triggering yourself. So you're really doing this chant to yourself, and the movements are really you just tapping into the different energies, releasing things from yourself that you need to let go of. So as you begin to say this, and you were talking about your cousin and the monkey, I remember we had talked about that, and I just totally just kind of put those things together. When we close out, hopefully if we have enough minutes, I'm going to play it because I played it on the show because everybody was like, where did you get that monkey chant from? But
well,
if you
I'm sorry to cut you off. We will open up on Sunday with it, you know, as well.
Okay.
You know, if you don't get it here, we'll definitely open up on Sunday with it.
Yeah, that's going to be what's up. But the monkey chant, doing this particular thing, and really how you do it, because I did it, and you guys can try it too, anything that it makes you do, however, because you're going to notice that you're going to want to raise your hand, your face, do things with your face.
It's chaotic.
It's very chaotic.
Right. The monkey realm is chaos. Uh-huh.
And I kept saying, wow, why do I want to kind of move crazy like this? When you see the video, you'll see the movements that they're doing. And women did this as well, too. So it's a real, a lot of occult things in it, of course, a lot of metaphysics and a lot of science in it. But the beat itself, it really aligns itself with the heart chakra. So anybody who wants to work with the heart chakra, definitely getting into that monkey chant and working with that energy, it's gonna open you up to a whole nother level. It just does it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's excellent. That's him coming through. And remember, last year I was telling you, I'm going to do a monkey chant.
Yes. You kept saying that. Because,
Now I understand what it is about. What it's about is his energy needs to be on the other side to tell that story. And it's interesting, you said it opens up the heart chakra. The story of this nigga was the heart chakra. I've never seen a more compassionate human to ever walk this planet. I mean that shit. You know what I'm saying? To ever walk this planet. So, and if you read the story of Hanuman, that's what it is. He has this compassion of Rama and Sita, and he holds them in his heart. So when you say it's the heart chakra, that is absolutely on point. And the chaos realm.
I was going to say it came through like that, and surprisingly enough, some of the brothers and sisters that I've done work with in the sessions, that this was sort of their place of where they needed to do some major work. Those were a lot of the ones who emailed me and said, I got to get that, got to get it. And it's because it tapped into that energy, you see. And I was like, that's right on time, yes. Someone just put up the link for the monkey chant in the chat room. So if you guys are there, you can Google it on YouTube, the monkey chant. We'll play it on our way out tonight. Brother Panic's going to come back, dropping it, doing it like he does. On Sunday night, you don't want to miss it. You want to be here, 7 p.m. Don't forget to download, and always to contact Brother Panic. You can simply email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And you'll be able to get in touch, get those herb packs, get those meditation CDs, all of those things, kind of the bath, all of those things that you need for your spiritual need. Definitely that Panic Pack 2.0. You guys have definitely let me know that that is, that is what y'all are on.
That's the truth,
loving
baby. It's the truth, baby. It's the truth, nigga. Smoke that shit. Drink that shit. No, that's interesting, this Monkey King thing, because I'm still going to have to do that show. I clearly see that now. But all of this is lining up, and it makes so much sense. He made that damn transition, because, I mean, I could actually feel his energy now. That nigga is standing there.
Yeah.
And
that's,
I guess, shit, this shit that I'm not even going to say that we used to bug out with, that I could see him doing that shit. So this is actually where it needs to be with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's what's left. All right, everyone. We're going to go ahead and close out. Peace and blessings. Much love to Brother Bobby Hemmett, to everyone out there doing the work. You guys know how to reach him to 678-358-1055. Get that mirror. You want to begin to do that work, do the work. You know how to contact me, Miss Blue, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4. blue@gmail.com for all of your readings. So we're going to listen to a little bit of the monkey chant. This is what I did on the Blue Blast call. I don't even know when, but I think it'll say that. See you guys Sunday night. Peace and love, much love, warm spirit, as we get out of here.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Today is May the 25th, 2011. Thank you for calling the Know Your Magic line, and this is Miss Blue. I want to share something with you. Today, when I woke up, the first thing that came in my mind was really about how we began to use air. And so then Spirit sort of kind of led my attention to what you'll be hearing in the background, and this is the monkey chant. So now, let's begin to talk about air, this element of air, and how we use air. When we begin to think about air, one of the things that's very unique is that air and sound set a vibrational tone for your life, the thoughts you have, your conscious language, and how you begin to use your right and your left brain. Yes, air. Now, the dominant element of air includes communication, language, and articulation. It is through air that we speak words of power, and it is by making sound and music, such as tone, chanting, singing, speaking, laughing, and breathing. That is how we express the element of air. So, getting into those things,
of intention, meditation, are all part of the training of air. Air and the mental realm is where we hold our belief systems about our life. So, without realizing it, a lot of times we are courted and really connected to people in our lives by running their energy along with our own. Yes. So, we can also be connected to previous lifetimes. We could be living in the past with these energetic cords reaching to the past point of time. So what we must begin to do is to release these cords and allow ourselves to run on our own energy and to have more energy available for ourselves. So I want you to begin to think, whether you're laughing, whether you're chanting, whether you're breathing, singing, whether you're speaking, to think about, are you corded into another person? Are you corded into a past situation or a person? Think about those things. Is all of your energy available in the present moment for you to use? So, begin to think about that. Remember, focusing your intention amplifies its energy. So be sure you're focusing on what you desire in life and not on what you do not. Yes, the element of air, so powerful, so real, so true, and so divine. So divine. So breathe in deeply. Free yourself. Experience. Express and embrace air. This is your blue crystal for today. I'm going to let the monkey chant play. Take a few moments. Go within. Release those cords from yourself, making sure that your energy is pure and authentic and it belongs to you. Here I've put together a collection of things that was sort of shown to me and led to me. These words spoke to me, and so now with air, I speak them to you. Peace and blessings, everyone. Peace.